Thank you, gentlemen, very much for your analysis of the week's news. One day, I hope we have a week where we don't have quite so much big news. I don't think that day is going to come very soon, though. Thank you very much. I'm almost done. John Holmes is here to tell us what's happening on his show.
Setting fire to Donald Trump.
Excellent.
They're
work.
Doing it this weekend in Edenbridge. They are burning a wicker Trump.
Why not the real one?
We'll be talking. Well, he was not available. I think they tried. But we'll be talking to
God the- knows what would happen. You put a flame to that hair.
We'll be talking to the. He'd just grope it out.
Oh, God. On that note, we'll leave it. John Holmes in for the next 3 hours here at Talk Radio. I'm back with you on Monday from 10 o'clock. Don't forget, Paul Ross in from 6 a.m. on Monday. Plenty to stay tuned
to
over the weekend. No, I'm not. I'm going to carry on talking now, Mr. Holmes. Talk Radio, do please.
Get on with it.
It's always 1 o'clock. I'm going to carry on. Stay tuned. I'll be back with you on Monday.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up every weekday afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk. UK.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, get a real deal on a 15-litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
On the radio. Good afternoon. It is the radio. We are on it. It's 1 o'clock. It's Friday. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tory MP quits over Brexit stance. M&S shops get the axe and no more Band-Aid.
Talk Radio.
The government says it's confident of winning its appeal against the High Court's ruling that Parliament should vote on the process of leaving the EU before it can start. The Prime Minister has told the European Commission President she's disappointed but still plans to trigger Article 50 by the end of March. The ruling's caused some to call for an early general election. Defence Secretary Michael Fallon says Theresa May's stance on this is well known.
The Prime Minister's been clear this is a fixed term Parliament under our constitution through till May 2020. The judgment is being appealed, so there is a further stage to go.
Meanwhile, pro-Brexit Tory MP Stephen Phillips has quit over what he's called irreconcilable policy differences with the current government. He's repeatedly asked Theresa May to reveal her plans for the EU exit to Parliament. Another UKIP leadership contender has dropped out of the race. London Assembly member Peter Whittle is now asking his supporters to back former deputy leader Paul Nuttall instead. Suzanne Evans and John Rhys-Evans are the others still in the running. UKIP MEP Patrick O'Flynn's told Talk Radio what he makes of it all.
Suzanne is an incredibly talented politician. I'm supporting her because I think she is the very best place to further broaden our appeal. But I'm in a good place about it because I also know if Paul wins, he will be a good leader. And from the end of this month, UKIP is going to be back with a vengeance.
FIFA has charged Republic of Ireland footballers for commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising on their shirts in March. It's as football's world governing body has been asked to consider letting England, Scotland and Wales wear poppies for matches next week. It's understood Marks and Spencer will close dozens of stores. The move is thought to be aimed at convincing investors that the new boss has a plan to transform the retailer's recent poor performance. And Band-Aid co-founder Midge says there won't be any more Christmas singles produced by the charity supergroup. The original Band-Aid number one raised more than £19 million, topping the charts for 5 weeks. But the 2014 reboot spent just 1 week at the top spot.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So what was that last thing?
No more Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah, no more Band-Aid. Yeah. Because it's achieved everything it set out to. There's no famine anymore, is there? So
I don't think that's right.
Time to knock it on the head, I guess.
Don't think that's right, John.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, why are they stopping then?
Well,
is Bono, it's because Bono's now a woman.
He's not a woman. He's just been honoured in the Woman of the Year Awards.
Yeah.
Because of his campaigning.
Yeah.
This is more mid-year.
Is he a woman?
No, oh. He's not a woman either.
I thought Midge Ure never really got the credit he deserved for that. Because let's be honest, it was Midge did a lot of work. And Bob swanned in and took all the glory, didn't he?
He likes to take centre stage, Bob.
He does, whereas Midge got a bit sidelined. Mm. So I'm with Midge. No wonder he's calling it a day.
There you go.
You know.
Could do the weather now.
Yes.
Heavy showers in the north and west, mostly cloudy across southern England as patchy rain slowly clears to the east. Today's high, 11 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news there.
Yeah.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Ben.
Sunderland manager David Moyes insists he has the support of the club's board, despite reports he could be sacked if they lose to Bournemouth, live on Talk Sport 2 tomorrow. They're bottom of the Premier League without a win in the top flight this season. Moyes told Talk Sport 2 there's only one person piling the pressure on as far as he's concerned, though.
Only from myself, really. Certainly not under pressure from Ellis or from Martin Bain or the people inside the building. But when you're not winning games and you're at the bottom of the Premier League, that's the pressure from yourself. But there's always a lot more people speak outside than there is inside. So I've seen it. I know exactly what it looks like. You don't like it, and you know what you've got to try and do.
A scan has confirmed Leicester goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel will be out for up to 6 weeks. He fractured his hand against Copenhagen in the Champions League during the week. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray continues his attempt to reach the top of the tennis rankings at the Paris Masters this evening in his quarter-final against Thomas Berdicht. Meanwhile, Britain's women's number one, Johanna Konta, has made it to the semi-finals of the WTA Elite Trophy in China. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you. That was Ben there with the pre-recorded sport, and Victoria with the live news. There will be more live news from Victoria on the half hours. And today, bonus news. Of course, Victoria at 2:30. Now her bulletins are shorter. Has to do some bonus news. Today, animal news.
I've got a treat for you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to.
You will.
All right. Is there a little clue?
Worms.
You've got what?
I don't have worms.
Oh, right. There are worms. I know there are worms. I've heard the story about worms. Right, we'll have worm news this afternoon on the programme as well. And now let's trigger the article that starts the programme.
Talk Radio.
Own Christmas with Littlewoods.com. Get the 500GB Xbox One S FIFA 17 bundle with new Call of Duty Infinite Warfare for only £279.99. Spread the cost interest-free with inclusive standard delivery and free returns. Call of Duty PEGI 18. Offer ends 10th November. Credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited. Over 18s only. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Goods and services provided by Shop Direct Home Shopping Limited. Own it. Shop now at Littlewoods.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio, yes. If you've got a reaction, then what you end up with is a byproduct of Japanese carrot sticks. Right, where are we going next? Talk Radio's very own Penny Smith. I have heard of her.
She was caught with her hand on the official Brexit lever.
We said at the beginning that wouldn't work. Oh, yes. Ask Broadcast.
She's known, John,
yes,
for writing bitter breakup songs about exes, including
the majestic Gambaccini whale, Kerrang radio presenter, Loz Guest, and our diversity pay-per-view, because that's how Talk Radio works. Julia Hartley Babadook. Your argument is flawed. Look how angry your face is now. What's happening? People are ringing up.
We're getting more calls than Julia does.
I know. But what about conjoined twins? Think of that.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Beautiful fireworks in the studio. Not my words, of course, though, the ooh and the ahs there, but the words of you, should you attend a firework display this weekend, of course. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. It's worth remembering, by the way, that if you are celebrating terrorism tomorrow night by standing round laughing and enjoying yourself in a field while a fire burns and while miniature bombs go off, celebrating an act of terror by eating hot dogs and jacket potatoes from a van, it's worth remembering the firework code, of course. Always keep pets in a locked box. Very important. Never put pets in a pocket and never throw a pet. If a pet does become alight due to an accident with a firework, do not return to the pet once it's lit. If you are planning to blow up the Houses of Parliament with barrels of gunpowder, try not to get caught. Safety first. Hello then, welcome along. I am John Holmes, triggering your Friday 1 till 4 in the afternoon talk radio programme. And what's more, I'm triggering it without the backing of MPs, and it will not be derailed. Well, I mean, it will at some point, obviously, but just not this afternoon, probably. So, good afternoon then, welcome along. As like that, here we go, Victoria, that record-breaking earthworm. There's a record-breaking earthworm in the news that's been crowned the longest earthworm in the UK. It's 40 centimetres long, it was discovered in Cheshire, and is called Dave.
He's dead.
Dave the worm. And Dave the worm has wormed his way into the record books. In stark contrast... To Dave the producer. Often to be found worming his way into students. And it certainly isn't 40 centimetres. But like Dave the worm, here we are, wriggling into your afternoon, bringing with us... whatever it is that worms are made of. I think worms are made of slime and a bit of Donald Trump. But we're not bringing you that. We're bringing you the following Friday features. Headline Hijack, of course, is on the way. That is your chance to make up a news story and have it said out loud, purporting to be actual news. And that will come via Victoria's news-shaped mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And you can fill it with lies. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you could well be victorious in Victoria's news at 2 o'clock. A made-up news lie, please. The lines are open. Now, a bit of a different lonely luncher today as, in the sense that there isn't one, per se. And that's because, as regular listeners will know, another thing we like to do on this programme is give various online Kickstarter projects a kick up the arse. Now, you know the kind of thing. You've got an idea for a new kind of... Just an idea you've had, and you can't get funding for it, so you turn instead to crowdsourcing on the internet, don't you? That's the modern way. So maybe, you know, you've had an idea for a new kind of dolphin, but with hands, and you need the money to build it. Or your dream is to launch a firework in the shape of a drunk tramp that, when it goes off, screams gibberish at the sky. And you need the public coin to help you pay for it. Well, we can help. So before 2, we will talk to someone about their dreams and visions as we help another Kickstarter by kicking it firmly in the arse. To be honest, it was the only time this Kickstarter could do, so we've dropped Lonely Lunch to make way. But given that they're setting up a Kickstarter, they're probably a bit lonely anyway. After 2, normal service is resumed as work experience punditry happens. Rue drops by today to review Roo does a review. Roo. Films for the weekend. Roo. So Roo does the review. Roo. Now, being a Friday, of course, as well, there's time to test your brand loyalty in our end-of-the-week quiz. There will also be a man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
He'll be in a lift reading out a week's worth of abuse from trolls that we've received on text or Twitter over the past 5 days. That is in a feature we call Condescending, because the lift will be travelling downwards through the building while he's reading them out loud. There's the news in haikus. That's the big stories, of course, analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. The big debate at three. And live music this afternoon as we drag another busker in, quite literally off the street, and force them to perform for us at microphone point. And, of course, it's Some Request Friday. Every Friday is Some Request Friday. It's a bit like Radio 2's All Request Friday, but we can't use that name because they own the copyright. And we also can't play, you know, loads of music requests because it's a talk radio station. So it's your chance to request a speech or a talk for a loved one. Maybe you'd like to like us to play for you George W. Bush's post 9/11 speech to get you in the mood for bonfire night. So I think it's odd, isn't it, that we go out and eat jacket potatoes and hold sparklers, you know, just to celebrate some terrorism 400 years ago. Will we do that about 9/11 in 400 years from now? I don't know. Or maybe you just want to hear former political prisoner Aung San Suu Kyi's freedom or fear speech from 1990, because you know all the words to it, and it's a banging Friday speech anthem. Here's the request line number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
Giving students everywhere the afternoon off. As broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window. Yeah.
All right, Chuckles. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Yeah. Victoria's got the news.
Yes.
Yes. Cornelius is excited for bonfire night, aren't you, Cornelius?
Yee!
Why are you excited for bonfire night?
Because I am being honoured with the town's highest honour and am hosting the Beckenham Fireworks in the park 2016.
Essentially, if you've got a lost child, you have to find Cornelius and he'll put an announcement out over the PA about it. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Highest honour.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Would you, if you're the owner of a black car, registration FR639, please.
You won't read it that well.
Please, though. No, you won't. Please, please move it as you're in the way of the jacket potatoes. That's Cornelius' Saturday night sorted. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and as self-appointed head of music, let's start with some.
Oh!
That is the noise of Slash. That's Guns N' Roses Slash doing Paradise City, but not with Guns N' Roses, no, sir. No, madam. No, MX. Instead, he's doing it with Cypress Hill and Fergie out of Off of Black Eyed Peas. It's Paradise City Slash Fergie. Cypress Hill. But why would I be playing it on a talk radio station? A music song. Why would I play a music song on what is primarily a talk radio station in the afternoon? Why? It's a very good question. I can tell you that it's to do with today's big story. That's the clue I'm going to give you. So who'd like to hazard a guess at that? Producer Dave, perhaps. You haven't been around for a while.
Hello. I've been around for quite a long time, but...
No, you're hidden here.
All right.
Not around, you know, student union exits. would you like to hazard a guess?
No.
Oh.
Not now. Not after that.
Cornelius.
You have to be nice to me.
Would you like to hazard a guess as to why I might play that for today's big story?
Is it because Dave sleeps with lots of
no!
students?
No. It's not that.
What is it? Guns N' Roses.
No, listen.
Paradise City.
Slash.
Slash.
It's not Guns N' Roses.
Slash.
Yep.
I don't know it.
Oh.
Someone slash something?
No. Well, yes.
Oh. Well, that sounds horrific.
Yeah, but it's not, because what it is, it's bookies slashing the odds of a general election next year. That's what it is. And that is Slash. It gets us into today's big story. We are going to need a guest to talk us through it, though. You may have seen it on the front of all the papers today. After yesterday's High Court ruling that Article 50 could not be triggered without parliamentary votes, the odds on Theresa May having to call a general election as soon as next year, even though it should be 2020, have been slashed by the bookies. Ash Podcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window. Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to need a guest, please, for this, to talk about the slashing of the odds, the slashing.
Can you get Slash?
Can you get Slash out of Guns N' Roses?
Actually, I probably could.
Why?
I mean, that's a bold promise to make. Let's see how that goes.
Let's see how that pans out. Slash from Guns N' Roses, joining us next on Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we'll start off with big problems through Berkshire on the London-bound side of the M4. It's completely closed due to a spillage. Also, a lorry which has overturned. Recovery work continues from Junction 13 at Cheveley down towards Reading services. To Worcestershire, the northbound M5 is completely closed due to recovery work of a multi-vehicle accident between Junction 8 at the M50 and Junction 7 at Worcester South. And finally, in Cheshire, the southbound side of the M53 still has a lane closed due to an accident between 9 at Ellesmere Port and 10 at Little Stanley. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Aren't you a beauty? Good girl.
Yes, you are. You want a little tickle. Ah, you like that.
Could the driver of the Tiguan keep his arms inside the vehicle and the windows up at all times, please?
Feel confident in any situation in a Volkswagen Tiguan or Touareg. Visit the Volkswagen SUV event from the 28th of October to the 13th of November. Get £1,000 towards your deposit on the new Tiguan at 5.1% APR representative with Solutions personal contract plan and a free service plan. Participating retailers, 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Volkswagen Financial Services.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Or, as it says on the front of your radio, of course, because the screen, if you've got a DAB and you're listening to this, the screen's probably too small to fit the whole slogan on. It probably says, Talk Radio, we'll get you. We are the 32nd most listened to station out of a possible 39, yet number one in terms of being threatening. Cornelius, some reactions have been coming in.
Yes, lots coming in, John. I can get you off my effing show in effing seconds has come in from Julia to one of her producers.
Right.
And Julia makes that sounds like it would be a bad thing has come from anyone who's ever worked with her.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone you'd like.
Let's talk about anyone you'd like.
Yeah, any word.
Okay. Let's talk about today's big story. So, following yesterday's High Court defeat, when the government were told they can only start, as we said yesterday, is a pointless word to use because just trying to make it sound sexy. It doesn't involve a trigger. Start Article 50 after a parliamentary vote. The odds on a general election being called as early as next year have been slashed by bookies to 2-1. But the question is, can bookies be trusted? Just because they think there will be a general election, it doesn't necessarily follow that there will be. I mean, I recently backed a metaphorical horse called Remain, and the odds on that look pretty good. And look what happened there. So if Theresa May calls an election and makes Article 50 part of her manifesto, if she wins, it will be triggered because MPs wouldn't be able to defy their constituents. If she doesn't, Article 50 could be delayed or blocked. Or could it? That's the question. What are the odds? Bookies have called odds on an election, but what are the odds of the bookies being right? Let's ask one. Before we do, Cass, ask what Cass is through the glass. Cass?
What?
What happened to Slash?
I was busy.
Right.
He wants gone Julia's show.
Okay. So instead of Slash from Guns N' Roses then, very pleased to welcome to the show the political analyst for Ladbrokes. He's called Alex Donoghue. Hello, Alex.
Hi, guys. Sorry to disappoint you. I'm sure I'll be much more exciting.
Yeah.
As the man who slashes the odds than Slash.
Yes. Can you play guitar?
No.
Okay. Right, so the odds on the bookies being right. Alex, talk us through what's happened. Talk us through what the bookies made of yesterday.
What we made of yesterday is that there's an election rattling down the tracks coming for next year. The odds are even shorter now. They're into 13 to 8, and they've been slashed again from 2-1 this morning. So right. Yesterday, before the court case, it was 5-1.
Yep.
There'll be an election next year. After the court case, it was 2-1, and it's now 13-8. So anyone that follows odds and knows what we're talking about means there's a real momentum behind people betting on there being a general election next year. And like I say, the odds of that happening are literally shortening by the minute.
I see. I mean, I don't understand odds. I kind of get the gist. But how does it go from 2-1 to 13-8? How's the ratio worked out? How do you do that?
So in sort of percentage terms, yesterday we were saying there was about a sort of somewhere between a 15 and a 20% chance of it happening. Now we're saying there's almost a 40% chance of it happening. So the mathematical probability of there being a general election next year has almost doubled. And the way that betting works, it's very simple. It's supply and demand. If people are betting on something,
yeah,
the odds shorten, and that shows that in theory there's a greater probability of that thing happening.
I see.
And that's all that does. It's the money that moves the market.
Yeah, of course. So it's just kind of, it's almost, rather than as know any have any evidence at all of it coming, it's just that if people start believing that it is, it just in terms of how betting works, it becomes more of a reality.
Yep.
But in actual reality, there's no more chance of it than there was before. It's just what people think might happen. Is that basically how it works?
Well, that would be the case. But then the thing is, if our odds are wrong and we don't do our job properly, then we stand to lose money. And obviously,
yep,
we're a business first and foremost. We don't want that to happen. So our political guys, myself included, we have to be on the ball and we respond to the flow of money. If people who bet on politics saw the court case yesterday and thought, no, there's no chance of that happening,
yep,
the odds would still be 5-1. So although I see what you mean, that there are enough people betting on these markets that would mean that I think it is much, much more likely there'll be an election next year.
Could I bet on, is it true you can actually bet on anything? If you
Nearly anything.
What can't you bet on?
There are lots and lots and lots of things you can't bet on, for lots of reasons. Anything that, obviously, we don't know the result of, it's not pre-recorded or not been sort of decided in secret. And anything that, you know, is sort of fair and decent and in sort of reasonable taste to bet on, where we can take.
I see. So
there are lots of things.
So what would it, could you, for example, so you could take a bet on whether the bookies were right about the election. So I could bet on bookies in a kind of meta sort of a way.
Well, the thing about, this has been a really interesting argument after the referendum, because lots of people said the bookies got it wrong.
Yeah.
If I'm allowed to be really, really sort of brutally honest here, it was the people that betting
got it wrong. Because as we just said, it's
fortunes.
The will of the people, yes.
Yes, we took absolute fortunes on Remain, and it's the money that, you know, that's the beauty thing about betting. There's no sentiment in it, there's no kind of, it's real, real head over heart stuff. We only looked at the weight of money, and that's what moves markets around. And because lots of speculators, mainly in the city and mainly in financial positions, are putting on lots of money,
yeah,
on it being Remain, that pushed the odds down. In actual fact, we took more individual bets from more individual people all over the country on it being Leave, but we took the big cash mainly from the city boys on it being Remain.
I see, that's interesting, isn't it?
And that's how it works.
That is interesting, because the people individually then, obviously, were backing Leave, and as we know, that won anyway with the majority, but in terms of the amounts of money, which I would,
yep,
argue, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that money, because the bets were larger, obviously, and more Remainer, in terms of demographics, were more ABC1, income, mm-hmm, more cash to do that with, whereas a lot of the Leave voters, not all, but a lot, demographically, were lower down the demographic and may not have as much spare cash.
Yeah, there is definitely something in that. But the beauty of this is whether we're trading the 2 o'clock at Kempton or Arsenal v Tottenham or the referendum, we simply have to balance up our books and make sure that we sort of hedge off our risk. And we're about that, like City trades in many cases. And if we take lots and lots of money on one particular outcome, we have to shorten the odds. And that's what we did prior to the referendum.
That's what you did.
That's what's happening for next year as well.
You know what I'd like to see, Alex? I'd like to see this, because it would make it more interesting. So sort of live bookie commentary on, mm-hmm, on Parliament. So, you know, as you watch horse racing on the television, and,
yep,
then it's a constant,
mm-hmm,
stream of odds changing and someone standing there just,
yep,
shouting, literally shouting the odds, right? In PMQTs, depending on how well it's going for either side, right,
mm-hmm,
you could have yourself, maybe, standing there, constantly shouting the odds.
McCrick
would be excellent, of course.
With the tic-tacking and the hand signals.
Yeah, just standing next to the dispatch box, just sort of shouting the odds, depending on who answers what. That would make it an entirely interesting spectacle, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. If you can pull some strings and get me in there, then I guarantee you next Wednesday I'll be there, and we'll entertain the public with that for sure.
I'd also like, this is my other idea, and feel free to do this as well, is there should be, at the end of, I don't know whether you're familiar with pantomimes, Alex, and the notion,
yes,
of that.
Very much so.
At the end of the pantomime run, it's traditional for the cast to do a sort of joke version of the panto, and you pay extra money,
mm-hmm,
to go and watch it, right? At the end of the horse racing season, all of the bookies should just have a race. Shouldn't they? Like, they should run the Grand National course, and then we should be allowed to bet on the bookies. as an extra spectacle?
Well, I think, to use a horse racing term, I think you'll find quite a few of the bookies will be putting up several pounds or even stone overweight in the handicap. So I'm not sure that would be a great spectacle from a sporting contest, but it might be for the punters to sort of completely flip the roles there.
Would you beat McCririck? Odds on you beating McCririck in a race?
Well, you've never seen me, but you've seen John McCririck, and I think I can safely say I'm at least half his age and at least one-tenth of his size, so I'd be the 1-100 favourite, and he'd be 50-1 to beat me. So whatever the tick-tack signal is for that, I'm not sure, but I would be an absolute certainty to beat McCririck in a race, but that would be some spectacle for sure.
I can think of a hand signal for McCririck. Anyway, Alex, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for talking us through that. That's Alex Donoghue, he's political analyst for Ladbrokes, talking us through the odds being slashed on a general election, as he put it, coming down the tracks. So if you want to get out and take a bet on it. Well, you heard the odds. They're currently at 13-8, but changing all the time. If you've got a reaction on whether or not bookies should race each other round a track while we shout at them, or whether one should stand in Parliament calling the odds on the politicians as they debate, or anything else to do with whether the election coming or not, we want to hear from you. Of course we do. 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. At All Radio on Twitter.
Start your message by turning my microphone on.
Good. Now, just up to 1:30, Victoria bringeth the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister is telling EU officials she will start the formal process of leaving the European Union by the end of March as planned. The government faced a setback yesterday when High Court judges ruled MPs must get a vote on when to trigger Article 50. UKIP MEP Patrick O'Flynn has told Talk Radio Britain's heading towards a constitutional crisis.
I think what's happening here is the Remain side, or many people within it, are not accepting the result. They say they do, and it's just about scrutiny. I think they're hoping to delay things, to tie it up in procedural red tape, and to thwart Brexit.
Pro-Brexit Tory MP Stephen Phillips has announced he's standing down as a Member of Parliament because of I can't say this word.
OK, let's help her out. Come on.
There we go. Spell it out.
Spell it.
IRRECONCILABLE.
Simultaneously.
Disestablishment parliamentarianism.
Irreconcilable policy differences with the current government. It comes as another contender to be the next UKIP leader to dropped out of the race. I don't want to do this!
This is like that film Network, where the newsreader has a meltdown mid-bulletin and just shoots someone.
Yeah.
Do you want to finish the news?
The only story I really want to do is my last one.
Do you want me to
do
it for you?
Well, not really, because the rest is about sex offences and I don't think you should be saying that. And then there's Lindsay Lohan, which is my favourite bit.
It's the best news bulletin ever. Do you want to do the... I'm just going to do Lindsay Lohan.
Which is an update to a story we've been covering a lot on this programme.
I am not doing the one about the scout leader. And Lindsay Lohan's been replaced by former EastEnders actress Cheryl Ferguson to turn on Kettering's Christmas lights. The American actress said she was happy to do the honours after implying in a tweet earlier this year that no one knew where the Northamptonshire town was. But she hasn't responded to the local MP's invitation, so they booked Cheryl, who played Heather Trott in the soap, instead. Here's the weather.
Heavy showers in the north and west.
What about the weather jingle?
No, it's 8:30. We don't do that.
Oh.
Heavy showers in the north and west, mostly cloudy across southern England, as patchy rain slowly clears to the east. Highs of 11 degrees. There's more in not half an hour because she was so late. More in 24 minutes.
What are those differences again?
Irreconcilable.
That's Victoria with some of the news.
So I imagine the news bulletins would be on Sesame Street.
Yeah. This is exactly... Have you heard the Today programme or Radio Talk? It's identical to this.
Oh, no. I can't say that word. Over to you, John Humphreys.
I love it.
It's 8:00.
Thing is, though, you would have picked me up on it anyway. You were gearing up to take the mick out of me.
Here's my question. Why did you write that word in there?
I managed to say it fine at 1:00.
For the next one, I'd take that out.
I'm going to do that.
Just differences. Differences would do.
Rest assured. Anyway.
There you go, that's Victoria's news.
I don't want to come back.
All right, on Talk Radio.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast.
Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. A lot of your reactions coming in to today's big story. The odds, of course, slashed on the likelihood of a general election next year. We spoke to Alex Donoghue, he's a political analyst for Ladbrokes, talking us through it there. Said he could take John McCririck out in a race at 100-1. That's what we learned. What has been coming in, Cornelius?
John, if there is an election next year, can we have a Donald Trump type of...
Irreconcilable Trump. Yeah.
This is going well today, isn't
it? Do you want to do the news? Maybe Victoria can read these out.
I don't think that's a good idea
just
either.
Makes no difference, does it? It's just a big audio mess.
That's your student nickname.
Stop turning it back on me.
I'm sorry.
We're picking
that's
on Con at the moment.
Said.
We need a system for who we're picking on at any one time in the studio. Right now, it's Cornelius and his inability to read words.
Let's give it another shot. Go, Con.
John, if there is an election next year, can we have a Donald Trump type of person in the running? It makes it all so much funner. Someone stupid, offensive, with many skeletons in their closet. Maybe Julia Hartley Brewer. John, if Brexit has to go through Parliament according to the High Court, then surely all public votes that have a racist undertone should be discussed in the Commons. Does this mean that MPs will have to ratify whether Melvin O'Doom being kicked off of Strictly is allowed?
Thank you. If you'd like to send in a reaction and put some big words in it so it's difficult for Cornelius to read out, then please do. Here's the number, 8722.
Start message with the word talk.
And then after that, put loads of complex words in it. Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with a really long, complicated word.
Next on the programme, ordinarily lonely... Headline hijack, I need to talk about that, but ordinarily lonely lunch would be coming up in the next 20 minutes, but it isn't today. Well, it sort of is in a way, but it's a lonely lunch with a difference in that it is us helping a Kickstarter project. I'll explain why it's in the next 20 minutes after traveling and travel, but headline hijack is on the way as well at 2 o'clock. You are very, very welcome to send your made-up news stories to us. And we will get one of them into the news at 2 o'clock. I forgot I had to open the lines again here, don't I? That's what we have to do. So, made-up news stories. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into the bulletin at 2. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme, of course. So, I was going to say, Cornelius, what's been coming in? But we'd be hiding to nothing, wouldn't we? So, Dave, what's been coming in?
Great question, John. I'll just get the sheet of paper that Cornelius has printed out from the text machine. What has been coming in, John? This one is from Tom. Tom says, the City of Liverpool Council have abandoned their plans to freeze the Albert Dock over the Christmas period in order to create a large ice skating rink after tests yesterday revealed the majority of the city's population can't skate. A review into the city's skating ability returned disappointing results for Liverpool, with the official skate rate being downgraded to 18.6. Quite a long one. It's a good job, Cunningham, you should read that, really.
Yeah, be honest, how hard did you have to concentrate, though? Because... you know, that would have been quite funny if he'd messed it up as well.
Yep. That was really...
I could see you really staring hard at that.
Oh, point. Yeah. I just read those words with all of my ability.
That's very good. Do you want me to read one out? Shall I do it?
Yeah,
you do it.
Yeah.
Cornelius
is eating a salad. The UK's pitchfork industry received a sharp boost today following the High Court decision regarding the triggering of Article 50. A spokesman for B&Q said they've been awash with angry Brexiteers who are looking to stock up on resources they need to storm on Parliament. That has come in from Fiona. Thank you, Fiona. Right, next we'll meet a Kickstarter. Explanation as to why coming up. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Some things are made to cope with puddles and rain. Others deal with the stickiest of mud. And as for the snow, that takes a warm coat and sure footing. But when it comes to dealing with all conditions, there's only one thing that springs to mind. Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC. All-wheel drive performance in any condition. So whatever the weather or road throws at you, you're ready. To see the range for yourself, visit the 4MATIC weekend at your local Mercedes-Benz retailer. Now on until the 7th of November.
At Argos, go get playing with 3 for 2 on toys. Mix and match on thousands of lines, including top brands like Nerf, Trolls and Paw Patrol. Plus, buy online today, get it today with fast track same day delivery. Go Argos. Ends Tuesday, conditions apply, order by 6 p.m, 90% UK coverage.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we'll start off with big problems through Berkshire on the London-bound side of the M4. It's completely closed due to a spillage. Also, a lorry which has overturned. Recovery work continues from Junction 13 at Cheveley down towards Reading services. To Worcestershire, the northbound M5 is completely closed due to recovery work of a multi-vehicle accident between Junction 8 at the M50 and Junction 7 at Worcester South. And finally, in Cheshire, the southbound side of the M53 still has a lane closed due to an accident between 9 at Ellesmere Port and 10 at Little Stanley. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Aren't you a beauty?
Good girl.
Yes, you are. You want a little tickle. Ah, oh, you like that.
Could the driver of the Tiguan keep his arms inside the vehicle and the windows up at all times, please?
Feel confident in any situation in a Volkswagen Tiguan or Touareg. Visit the Volkswagen SUV event from the 28th of October to the 13th of November. Get £1,000 towards your deposit on the new Tiguan at 5.1% APR representative with Solutions personal contract plan and a free service plan. Participating retailers, 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusion supply, subject to status, Volkswagen Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now then, the news. I don't know whether you've ever spotted the news, because it's there's a lot of it, and it's all to do with triggers. And it's quite... It's good to do with triggers, because there's an article. I don't even know about this. There's an article that might be triggered. And there's also some new warships being built, is in the news today. The government are building warships. And... They've probably got triggers on board to fire a missile.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Certainly. And I think one of them is equipped with Article 50.
Really?
And the idea is it will be built by the time Article 50 needs to be triggered, and then Article 50 will be launched from one of these new warships that's being built in Scotland. I think that's what's going on.
Okay.
I've tried to get the bottom of it, but the thing is the news is quite complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around
it. And neither can many people, Cornelius, and that's why we like to help. Each and every day, we analyse the news by breaking it down into its component parts. When you do that, of course, you end up with Japanese poetry. We present the news in haikus.
KKK throw weight behind Trump, and so does KK Katie Hopkins.
News in haikus. Now, ordinarily, regular listeners know we will be doing a lonely lunch right about now. Somebody who is lunching alone, inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Not today, however. The reason for that is because we're going to help a Kickstarter. We do that on a regular basis. Today's Kickstarter can only talk to us this afternoon. So we've dropped Lonely Lunch in order to make way for someone else who's equally lonely because they've got a mad idea. You know, crowdfunding. You know that Kickstarter idea if you've got an idea to... Oh, I know. I've got a dream. I've always wanted to build a dolphin with hands. And no one will pay for it. You turn to Kickstarter in order to beg coin. Look, I've got a firework here, but it doesn't emit stars. It's in the shape of a tramp, and it emits gibberish at the sky. That's no one will pay for it. Turn to the public purse. It's what Kickstarters do. Here's where we help one by kicking a Kickstarter up the arse. And one such is on the line now, her hopes and her dreams pinned upon a Kickstarter. She's called Mirella. Hello, Mirella.
Hey, John.
How are you doing?
Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm great, thank you.
Good. Now, this is interesting. Tell me about your Kickstarter project.
Yeah, sure. So my Kickstarter project is called PetShare. And PetShare is a mobile application which is acting as a social network connecting pet owners with people who live nearby who would love to care for their pets in their spare time. So what? To make it easier to understand,
yes.
John, let's just assume that you own a dog.
I do own a dog, and so maybe, you don't need to assume, okay. Mirella, I do own a dog. That is a fact.
Okay, that's great. So let's just say that you know, you have weeks or weekends when you work really long hours. So by the time you get home, you're just too tired to take the dog for a walk.
Yes,
so
or feed it.
Exactly. So the poor doggy has been locked inside all day. So when you come home from work, he's just ready to go out there and run around and mark his territory on every street corner.
Yeah.
So that's assuming that he didn't already consume his energy by tearing down your house.
Yes.
Which could also happen. So on the other side, I don't own a dog, as my renting agreement doesn't allow me to own pets.
Okay.
But I absolutely love dogs. So when I was growing up in my family, we always had pets.
Right.
So I really miss spending time and playing with them or taking, you know, a dog to the park for a walk. I find this quite relaxing.
Yes.
So PetShare's mission is to help connecting you as a pet owner with people like me who love pets and would love to spend an hour a day from time to time caring for your pet.
I see. This is a good idea. So I phone you up. All right. Contact you via the app and I say, right, I'm out today, have you got time to go and walk the dog, feed the dog, pick the poo up, or whatever it might be, and you go around. I mean, do you have a key to my house? Is that how it works?
No, we would just agree on a meeting time and place.
I see.
Yeah, let's say that in front of a park, or I could just come and pick up the dog in front of your house.
Yeah.
No problem.
You know, now there are those modern fridges, I don't know whether you've heard about this, where you can have food delivered now straight to your fridge, but the access to the fridge is at the back of the fridge that is built into the wall of the house. Have you heard about that?
Yep.
Yeah. It could be like that, you see. So you could go, because, you know, I keep the dog when I'm out in like a utility room, so it's got, you know, all the dog bed in there and all that kind of stuff. Right, but I'm thinking, if it was an actual, just one door into that, a sort of big dog flap, you could have access into the dog area and take the dog out rather than me have to meet you in case I was too busy. I'm just trying to help with extra bonus levels to your idea here. That's all.
Yeah, definitely. No, that would be very helpful. And there's also the you know, there are apps for iPhone or maybe even Android phones where you can open the gate, you know.
There you go. Exactly.
Through the app. So, yeah. So there's definitely lots of ways that this could be possible.
So how do you vet people? No pun intended. Actually, it was. who you know, might want to, let's say, want to have the dog for nefarious reasons. So what sort of checks are in place? Like a CRB check, but for pets?
So you mean for pet owners?
Well, because dogs get stolen, don't they?
Yeah, we would definitely work with an insurance company, so there would be an insurance offered.
Yeah.
And we would also ask for ID.
Yeah.
So there's lots of companies that we could work with. We would integrate within the app, and they would run background checks.
Yes, I understand. I've got, I mean, I think you'd need to. I mean, I'll be brutally honest with you. I have a, he's not an uncle exactly, but he kind of married into the family. This is years ago, Mirella, and he married his family. And I'll be honest with you, he genuinely filmed himself, shall we say, enjoying Congress with a dog. He's kind of the black sheep. He did. He's kind of the black sheep of the family. He's called Uncle Paul. Anyway, and he was convicted for it. But what I'm worried about is just people, you know, people like that who want some sexy time might, you know. But so you basically, your checks are in place. We're okay.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Good. Glad to hear that. So is it just dogs? I mean, what are the pets? Is it any pets? How does it, how do you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the reason why we call the app Pet Share is because we would pretty much want any, you know, any pet owners, any type of pet involved. So another example, let's say that, John, let's say you absolutely love pet snakes.
Pet snakes,
and
good,
you'd
yeah.
love to have one. Yeah, you'd love to have one, but maybe your girlfriend or your wife is terrified. So one weekend, while she's away traveling, you could just find a pet snake owner and borrow their python for the weekend. Wouldn't that make you happy?
Well, borrowing someone's python for the weekend would make me happy, yes. But okay. I think that's a good idea, because you're right, I hadn't really thought about it in that perspective. I mean, because I'll be honest with you, I'd quite like a monkey.
Okay.
Because, you know, people do have pet monkeys. I don't know if that's banned now. But people have monkeys. Yeah, as a kid, so, I always wanted a monkey. But I was never going to be allowed one. But this would now give me access to a monkey, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And also, let's say families with kids, they might want to throw a party and, you know, maybe have a little monkey lighting up the party, so they can just borrow one for the weekend. And
I mean, as long as it came with instructions and stuff, you'd be fine, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
You'd be all right.
Yeah.
But you could have, I mean, how exotic can you go in there? I mean, you know, because some people have all manner of creatures, don't they? I mean, you could you open it up to zoos? Could I borrow, like, a lion or something? But only, I mean, with all the proper safeguards in place.
I think that would be a bit difficult, but yeah, I'm sure we can find a way.
I'd like to borrow an owl from a sanctuary. I like an owl. Mirela, is it just dogs you like, or are you all pets in terms of your love of animals?
Well, to be very honest, I like baby pets, regardless of the animals. So I think, you know, like little chickens, they're really cute, or baby cats. Yeah. They're super cute.
Cats are quite dull, aren't they? Do you think no one would want to borrow a cat, would they, or would they?
No, I mean, there's lots of people that actually prefer cats over dogs.
Yeah, but they don't do much. I mean, I'm honest, my cat, which is called Inca, by the way, in the middle of the night, often just sit by my face, and I'll wake up and the cat is staring at my face. But it will then, one paw will come out, and it will just push my upper lip until I wake up and stroke its head. You know, and that's irritating, frankly. So if anyone wants to borrow my cat at night, so I don't have to put up with that, then you're welcome.
See, I mean, that's exactly the point. Maybe the poor cat just needs more love.
It gets love, I promise.
Okay.
So, well, look, I like this. So how much are you looking for to raise to set this up?
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we should get somewhere around £35,000.
Okay.
And, yeah, this would pretty much use to fund the design and building of the Pet Share applications, both for iOS and Android.
Yeah.
Plus, it would also help us promote Pet Share through media, through mobile acquisition campaigns, Facebook, Google AdWords, and any other digital channels available.
I see. And do people, will it be a free app in the end, or do people have to subscribe to the service? How does it work?
Yeah, so there's going to be a few membership options.
Yeah.
For example, for pet lovers, there's a free membership, there's a 6-month or a 12-month membership.
Yep.
And then for pet owners, there's 5 tiers, so basic, bronze, silver, gold, platinum. And with each membership, I forgot to mention that another feature of the app is quite useful for pet owners,
yeah.
Which is the ability to contact pet-related businesses, like pet clinics, pet stores, insurers, and even pet-friendly venues like hotels and restaurants.
Oh, okay. So there's like a database of where you can take your lion, for example, should it be...
exactly.
Should it be the lion? Okay. So, all right, if I were to put money into your Kickstarter, what do I get? What do I get out of it? Because that's how Kickstarter works, isn't it? There are various benefits.
Yeah, exactly. Every pledge we get is very important, and we've developed some really great rewards. So there are rewards for pet lovers, where, you know, if you pledge £3, you would get a 6-month premium membership,
yep.
which would be a saving. Also for £5, it's a 12-month premium membership as a pet lover. And then there's also 3 rewards for pet owners.
I see. And it's all done on location. So wherever you live, then you just it's about matching up people. It's sort of like Tinder for pets.
Yeah, sort of like that. Although the interface would be a bit easier, it's very similar to the Google Maps, where you can just see exactly who is in your neighborhood, or if you want, you can just scroll through the map and zoom in on a different location. Let's assume that you go, you know, to Spain for a week.
Yeah.
And yeah, you might want to find other app users in that area. So that's really easy to find.
Yeah, like if you want to look after a bull or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. No, I think it's good. I mean, you could also expand it. Just one other idea. You know, like Uber, where you want a car and you click and you can see on a map how long it is before the car arrives. You know, if you just stand on a street corner, you think, oh, I want to walk a dog, and you just press that, and then you can see a little map of a dog, and the dog finds you somehow. I haven't thought that bit through, if I'm honest. But it's like Uber, and then you see the dog arrive, 3 minutes to dog, 2 minutes to dog, minute to dog, dog. I haven't thought that through, but it could be stage two.
Maybe that's something. No, yeah, definitely. Yeah, with one of the updates, we're going to roll out this feature too.
Good. Pet Uber. Mirela, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us this afternoon. There you go. That's PetShare. Search PetShare on Kickstarter. You will find it. Find all the details of how you can be utterly lazy and get someone else to deal with your pet for you. That's it. If you've got a Kickstarter, you've got a project you'd like to promote on the radio, if you'd like us to kick your Kickstarter up the arse, then drop us a line. You can do it. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. I am John Holmes. Oh, there you go. Look, Cornelius and Dave have bothered to come back into the studio.
Sorry.
That's good, isn't it?
We went for a walk, didn't we?
You went to get some chips, is what you did. What you went to
for you?
Yeah, I did have a few chips there. Right, small matter of headline hijack then, before we go and welcome Roo. He's our work experience pundit today. He'll be reviewing reviewing films. Next, and Headline Hijack, though, is a made-up news story. It will be in the news, which is coming shortly. Will, who is victorious in Victoria's news? Getting their made-up fib, fabrication and fakery to come out of Victoria's mouth, masquerading as truth. We need a winner. Cornelius, who is it?
Someone calling themselves Clement.
Then it's possibly a person called Clement.
Yeah, I know. Oh. But I just don't believe that anyone in this life is called that anymore.
Oh. What, after the last one died?
Yeah.
After Clement Freud died?
I was thinking Attlee.
There's been one since then.
Oh. What, literally one?
Where's Clement from?
Cirencester, John.
Good. Clement is in Cirencester. And he's made up news stories, or she, his or her made up news story is in the news, which is next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go. Go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, Friday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tory MP quits over Brexit. Ex-PCs jailed for child sex crimes and the Poppy FIFA row rumbles on.
Talk Radio.
Conservative MP Stephen Phillips has quit over policy differences with the government. His friends say the decision to appeal yesterday's High Court ruling to involve Parliament in the process of leaving the EU was the final straw. The Foreign Secretary insists the timetable for the UK leaving the EU won't be affected by the decision. Boris Johnson, who's been meeting with his German counterpart, has defended appealing the ruling.
The British people voted to leave the European Union, leave the treaties of the European Union, and that is what we are going to get on and do. And no, I don't think it will interfere with the timetable for that process.
A former police officer has been jailed for 22 years for 40 child sex offences spanning four decades. Alan Richards, who was also a scout leader, has been convicted of attacking 17 children. Eight men have been given jail sentences of up to 19 years for sexually exploiting teenage girls in Rotherham. The judge at Sheffield Crown Court said in some instances their victims were subjected to acts of degrading and a violent nature. One girl was targeted by all eight when she was just 13 or 14 years old. A man has been found guilty of attempted murder after four women were stabbed in a supermarket car park in West London. 67-year-old Ethan Orhon blamed the attacks on feeling humiliated by police who'd arrested him the day before for carrying a knife. It's understood Marks & Spencer is to close dozens of stores. The move is thought to be aimed at convincing investors the new boss has a plan to transform the retailer. And the Royal British Legion is urging FIFA to rethink its ban on England, Scotland and Wales players wearing a poppy in matches around Armistice Day. It comes as football's world governing body charged the Republic of Ireland for commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising on its shirts in two friendlies in March.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy showers in the north and west, mostly cloudy across southern England as patchy rain slowly clears to the east, highs of 11 degrees.
Woo! Yeah! Yes! Oh,
she did it!
You lose!
Thanks, guys. Yeah. It means a lot.
Yeah. They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Everyone.
Oh. Oh, well. Thanks!
That's Victoria's news there.
No mistakes.
No. Tell you what, the person who texted in.
Patsy said it couldn't be done.
After your... After
do you want
your,
to read it out and I'll bleep out the bins?
Yes.
We'll
after
live
after your last news, when it went a little bit wrong, mid-news.
I think a little bit is, you know,
I mean, it just sort of stopped, didn't it?
You say some words.
Because you couldn't say a word. What was the word?
Irreconcilable.
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 Whatever.
Irreconcilable. Yeah, anyway. Someone, no name on this, it's because it was a text. This is hilarious. Con Victoria... including you as well.
Ugh.
Really are bleep, useless. I'd have been sacked by now if I was that clueless at my job. But now you've pulled it back. Now he can only text, he or she can only text in applauding.
Mm.
Joining in with the applause for that.
I doubt they'll do that.
You're probably right. Mm. Good, thank you, Victoria. And now look, here's Ben. He's happening along with his pre-recorded, because he knows he can't read either, sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino has told Talk Sports in an exclusive interview that striker Harry Kane is a maybe for the weekend's North London derby at Arsenal. The England forwards in the matchday squad for the first time since the middle of September after sustaining an ankle injury. Pochettino says Kane has prepared well this week and could start in Talk Sports' live commentary match on Sunday lunchtime. Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe says he understands how Sunderland boss David Moyes must be feeling ahead of their Premier League clash tomorrow, live and in full, over on TalkSport 2. Moyes is under increasing pressure, with his side having just 2 points to show for the opening 10 games in the top flight. Eddie Howe says any coach can find themselves in the firing line.
I think sympathy is the wrong word. I think we're all under pressure to get results. It's a very demanding job. I'm no different. No other manager is different. I think the big thing I can say is things change week on week.
Finally, tennis. Andy Murray's Paris Masters quarterfinal against Thomas Berdych is live and in full over on TalkSport 2 this evening. The Wimbledon champion continues his bid to become world number one in the rankings. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, residents in the Colchester area have been told not to be alarmed if their urine is an unusual colour today following an accident at the local waterworks which saw Barocca fall into the water supply. Authorities authorities have said that everything should be back to normal tomorrow and that anyone who normally takes the vitamin tablet need not to take one today.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news, the live news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon then, yes. Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it's a time. And before we stop at four, these are some of the things that are going to be happening. The end of the week quiz today, testing your brand loyalty to this programme. Have you been listening? Then get in touch, you can play. Get on the list to play. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. A man called Con.
Hello.
Will be in the lift here in the building as it travels downwards through it, reading out the texts and tweets from the haters and the trolls. That is a feature we call Con Descending. And we'll have live music, of course, as we drag another busker in off the street to play live for us on a Friday at Microphone Point. Not only that, it is, of course, Some Request Friday.
Talk Radio.
And that works like this. You can request speeches or talks. It's a little bit like if you got in touch with Radio 2 and sort of said to them, could you, on a Friday, and Simon Mayo does All Request Friday, and you said, can you just play me a song, please, for thing reasons? And he says yes, and he plays it. And we can't do that because, A, he owns the copyright to the word all in that context, and B, we're a talk station, so we can't play music requests. What we can do is play some speech and talk requests, which we do on a Friday. So get yours in, whatever the reason may be. You know, maybe, for the sake of argument, you'd like to hear George W. Bush's post 9/11 speech to get you in the mood for Bonfire Night, because that was also an act of terrorism, wasn't it? Or maybe you want to hear former political prisoner Aung San Suu Kyi's Freedom or Fear speech from 1990, because you know all the words to it, and it's a banging Friday anthem speech. Let's get one here, though. This has just come in. Hello to everyone at Talk Radio, except Bob Mills. I've had a great week this week, John, as I finally got my dream job being the face of Childline. I was worried that I'd scuppered my chances when I was convicted for assault, occasioning actual bodily harm, when I punched a toilet attendant full in the face in a nightclub in Guildford. But fortunately, everyone seems to have forgotten about that, and I am now the nation's sweetheart, despite being a violent thug who the judge said showed no remorse whatsoever. This is from Cheryl. To celebrate my job, please will you play me the speech Want to Sound Like a Leader? Start by saying your name right, which is a TED Talk by Laura Sokola. Of course, Cheryl, anything for you, you thug.
One of the hottest topics in courses and books nowadays with regard to leadership communication is the concept of executive presence. What does it mean? How do you define it? And can it be taught or learned? The Center for Talent Innovation identified three main pillars of executive presence: appearance, communication skills, and gravitas. And gravitas means things like, do your words have teeth? Are you able to make the tough decisions and stick with them? One of the missing pieces, when you think about what's integrated really between the lines of broad concepts like communication skills and gravitas, is vocal executive presence, as I call it. It's the missing link. How do you sound when you're making those tough decisions? Does your delivery reinforce your message and establish the image that you want, or does it undermine it? What happens if I'm trying to diffuse a tense situation and I say, okay, everybody, just calm down now. We need to reevaluate the situation. Well, at worst, I'm just adding fuel to the fire. And at best, you may later on gently suggest that I switch to decaf.
What a spit. What a banger. I love that one. love that
I
one.
Haven't heard that for ages.
I know. How good is that to hear on the radio?
That's kick-started my weekend.
I know, on a Friday afternoon. What a speech.
That's one of those ones you don't hear for ages, but you still know all the words.
All the words, yeah. I know. Oh, it's an earworm, isn't it? I won't get rid of it. All day I'll be saying that in my head now. I mean, that's just... playing that speech for Cheryl's stuff. If you've got a speech that you want to hear on the radio as part of... Some Request Friday here on Talk Radio, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, let's do some work experience punditry. Work experience punditry, then, where we road test and train up the next generation of broadcasters and critics by getting them in here, the work experiences, the work experience eye, and getting them to review things, just like a pundit would in the real world. The bonus, of course, is that we don't have to pay them. We welcome back Roo!
Hello.
Hi, Roo!
Aren't you going to bark it?
It's been a while.
It has been a little while.
Yes. A few weeks. Yes. Now, this is because, you know, with our blessing, and I like to say our help, by having you on here on a regular basis, reviewing things.
Yes.
You've gone out into the wider world and have got yourself some sort of gainful employment.
Well, yes. But it doesn't involve the reviewing of things,
no.
Unfortunately.
No. Well, I didn't say it would help in that sense. but good. Is it good? Or is it rubbish?
No, it's good.
Oh, good.
It's good.
Do you want to tell us what it is? You don't have to.
Well, it'll be front of house stuff and administrational bits and pieces. I do enjoy it. I'm a people person, so I like making things work and seeing the smiles on people's faces. It's getting too sentimental now, isn't
it?
It's a bit strange.
It's a bit weird.
Sorry for that.
Yeah. but Roo has been one of our regulars, but this might be... Is this your last one?
It might be.
It might be.
Well, I mean, it looks as though it probably is.
Yes.
Because of this whole job thing
that there is. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the point of the exercise, even though it's something not to do with this. But it doesn't matter. But Roo is here to review... Roo?
Yeah, there we are. I was looking forward to that.
Films.
Meow it. I thought you could just try a different animal this week.
If I meow meowed it, I'd take your reviews off a teacher's cheek.
I'm not sure what.
Don't ask.
Right? Yeah. Google it. Anyway,
six till ten every morning.
Yep. Yeah, okay. So, what have you got to review? Is it films?
Yes, it is films.
Where are we starting, Roo?
Well, I know I'm not allowed to talk about it, but I did catch I, Daniel Blake, and I just want to say that it's not as good as the first one, I, Robot. It's quite different in tone, I thought.
Yes, and also the prequel of the I, Claudius, which I saw once. It's very different to that as well.
I, Claudius.
Yeah.
No, when I say not allowed to talk about it, you've already spoken
about it. That's because we reviewed it last week. We've not found you. It's just it would be...
Don't you mention it once!
It would be pointless. Exactly. But the review for it last week was, it's very good indeed.
It is.
Would you concur?
I would concur. Yeah. Yes.
So cool.
Getting into.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. I also saw...
Yes, here we go.
Inferno.
Oh.
Starring Tom Hanks as Robert Langdon from the Dan Brown series.
Yes.
Which isn't the third book. The third book was The Lost Symbol.
Oh, I didn't realise. Something like that. Of course, you're right.
So they've skipped it for reasons I don't know because I haven't read the book, but perhaps it's just not very good.
Well, they're all not very good, are they? I mean, that's the sort of point of the... I mean, Da Vinci Code was okay. Page Turner, certainly. But after that, and the films have all been rubbish, haven't they?
Well, I mean, if you sit them next to Inferno, they're very good.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, before you give us your verdict,
yes.
Why don't we have a clip of Inferno, starring Tom Hanks.
There's a switch. If you throw it, half the people on Earth will die. But if you don't, the human race will be extinct in 100 years. What will you do? Mankind is the cancer in its own body. Do you love humanity enough to save it? In case they find me, I left you a path. The hardest one yet. Inferno will be at the end. You are my contingency plan. You are humanity's final hope. Make sure Inferno is unleashed. seek and find.
Yeah. You can hear Hans Zimmer rattling away there in the background. He's very good.
At the beginning of that, when he said, there's this switch. If you throw it, half the population of the world will die.
Yeah.
And in 100, or you don't throw it, and 100 years from now, the human race will be... Is it about Article 50?
Very good.
Triggering the switch.
It's, well, I'm sure you could just sort of swap what he's talking about for Article 50 and enjoy it the same way.
I didn't enjoy that, though. It sounded a bit... I mean, what's the word I'm with for? Rubbish.
Well, the geezer speaking is the main villain, but without getting too spoilerific about things, it's really not much of a spoiler because 10 minutes in, he's already sort of out of the picture. And you hear him talking via flashbacks and strange memory lapses suffered by Robert Langdon. It's used as an excuse. He receives an injection that makes him go all fuzzy. It's used as an excuse, to just mess up the narrative, which is pretty straightforward, really. It's just a chase after some artifacts to find the path to this switch, which isn't a switch that this geezer's talking about.
Like the Article 50 trigger isn't an actual trigger.
It's not an actual trigger, no.
I see. So it's kind of... It's prescient.
This is a plastic bag, actually.
Is it?
Yes.
With some...
With a horrible virus within.
Well, I hope they paid 5 pence for it.
It looks a little stronger than one of those. It's probably a bag for life,
okay.
If anything.
Or a bag for death, if there's a virus.
Well, exactly, yes. That's the irony.
In terms of then, you said it already, the others look like almost masterpieces compared to this. But it's the same team, it's Ron Howard directing. So what's wrong with it?
Well, the other ones felt like the stakes were higher. And I know that in this one... the whole of the population of the Earth might die.
Yeah.
But strangely, it just doesn't feel as important. The other one, you know, you've got conspiracies and ancient organisations being unveiled by the discovery of secret messages people hadn't ever noticed in old pieces of artwork and statues pointing at things.
Yeah.
Whereas this one is literally just a chase after a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And Robert Langdon can't remember what a coffee is. You know, he's nearly offered tea. And... he's betrayed and saved at the last minute each time he's in danger. It just feels a little lazy. I mean, fine, you know, shut your brain off and enjoy it as just a mundane blockbuster.
Yeah.
You can do that, but if you're looking for deeper stuff, nah, not this time.
It's just a nah from you, is it, that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're not alone. I mean, that's what most critics have said, so that's fair, I would say.
And I think it cheated in terms of its trailer, because most of what's in the trailer is, as I say, it's imagined by the main character.
No, I see.
So you go in expecting, you know, Dante's Inferno scale destruction.
Yeah. It's a bag.
It's a bag.
Right, okay, we're going to go traffic and travel, Roo. But I understand you'll be reviewing some films for us after the break. Where are you leading us? Teasers.
Backwards and forwards in time.
That'll do. Right, we'll go backwards and forwards in time with Roo as he roos the films next in Work Experience Punditry on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
There's a ketchup stain on my passenger seat.
It's so 3 years ago.
My cup holder's too small for my grande skinny Americano.
It's got a silly name.
I've gone right off lime green.
Need a better excuse to upgrade your van? Now's the time to van up. Volkswagen are offering a £500 deposit contribution with two services for just £99. 9.9% APR representative available on all used vans until the end of November. Search Van Up to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. With higher purchase, business users only, minimum 20% deposit required. Service offer excludes VAT at 20%. Terms and conditions apply. 18s and over, subject to status. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services at participating van centres only.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Bristol, westbound side of the M4, second Severn crossing completely blocked. Stationary traffic is due to a demonstration between junction 22 at the M49 and the toll booths. To Worcestershire, northbound M5, two lanes closed due to multi-vehicle accidents. Recovery work continues between junction 8 for the M50 and junction 7 for the A44 at Worcester South. And finally to West Yorkshire, southbound M1, one lane blocked due to a breakdown between junction 41 at Cargate and junction 40 at Wakefield. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
For me, it has to be bonfire night. The crackle of excitement as we head off to the local display. Smoke's already in the air from the back garden get-togethers. After, it's back to ours for the bonfire classic, hot dogs. The perfect warming food to make your night go with a bang. Topped off with a generous helping of smooth and creamy yellow mustard. It makes your mouth water just thinking about it. And the mustard, to add a little magic, it has to be Heinz. Available in Asda, selected stores, subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, I am what that bit of production just intimated. And we are with Rue, who is Rueing Films, as part of this week's, this Friday's, Work Experience Punditry. Here we go, then. Already we have talked. We have talked. We have spaked of Inferno, the Tom Hanks, Ron Howard directed Dan Brown pile of rubbish. And now we are going forwards and backwards in time, apparently. Rue, where are we going next with our film, Rue?
We're taking a trip to the MCU, which is the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh.
It has a new player, namely Doctor Strange. Stephen Strange, played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Have you caught this?
No, I haven't seen this yet.
Well, you know how we were saying you got to...
They all blend in. I don't know, mate. No, I don't think so.
He looks a bit like a Time Lord with his collar up and...
I've seen quite a lot of it.
Little beard. American accent. Sounds like Dr. House rather than Dr. Strange.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know how I was saying in order to enjoy Inferno, you're going to have to pretty much lay there unconscious.
I haven't seen it.
Turn your brain off. With this, it's fun. You know, it's the usual Marvel fare, you know, fun with fighting. But I think if you think about it a little too much, you risk not really enjoying it. So pop your brain on dimmer. Sort of have it on the halfway mark.
Where does it come in the pantheon of your MCU, your Marvel Cinematic Universe? Because obviously the recent Avengers certainly assemble, you know, breathe this new lease of life into the whole... Because Marvel was not doing very well at one point, but now they're one of the biggest film companies in the world.
Yeah.
And the last one was all right with... Spider-Man came in, didn't he, for a bit at the end and all this kind of stuff. And that was quite good.
Civil War was incredible. They must have a formula for just the right amount of screen time for each character.
Yes.
For it to not feel stretched or pushed or squeezed. So many characters, every single one had just the right amount
of screen
time.
It was quite cleverly done. I knew speaking of Doctor Strange, because we interviewed Scott Derrickson, the director, on this programme. I knew there was something to do with it a couple of weeks ago. Correct.
Well, he did a very good job.
Yeah.
And Captain America, the Winter Soldier, was very good as well.
Yes. So where does Doctor Strange fit in?
It is a little more on the Ant-Man side of things.
But I really liked Ant-Man.
But that's it. It glossed over the bits that didn't make sense, couldn't ever make sense, with humour. And now I'm starting to sort of see through that.
So it's got. Is it a funny one like Ant-Man was?
It's closer to Ant-Man than it is, you know, the gritty Civil War.
Right. Okay.
You know, guns.
I really liked Ant-Man, though. I thought it was fun. Very good.
Thomas the Tank Engine moment was my favourite there. Yeah. No, that was fun. That was a family-friendly romp, wasn't it?
Yes.
Strange to see him alongside other characters, though, that are a little more hardcore. In Civil War.
In Civil War, where he turns up as well, yeah. But now, well, I mean, how big... I mean, I'm not a comic book person, so I don't know, but how big is this universe? Where did Doctor Strange...
Oh, well, it's multi-layered as well.
So he's going to be in the next Avengers film, apparently, as well, is that...
Well, if you watch the after-credits scene, it's already going that way.
I see.
There are two after-credits scenes. There's one before the credits.
That's not an after-credits.
Or just after the beginning of the credits.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's one at the very end.
Oh, I see. You've always got to stick around for those, haven't you?
Mm, yeah. For a Marvel film, yeah.
Yeah.
But I am a bit worried that Doctor Strange has made the MCU heroes far too powerful.
Yeah, so he can manipulate time and space.
Yeah, basically.
So he can do anything.
Precisely. You know, if you remember X-Men Apocalypse and the amount of power he had, but he didn't really use because then he would have been too powerful and wouldn't have been able to defeat him. And obviously that's in a separate strand of the Marvel stuff as well, because that's Sony. Anyway, is it Sony or Fox? I don't know, one of them. I think it's Fox. What was I going to say?
You've lost me
I think so he's a bit too powerful.
What I'm getting from this is that there's a fox that can travel backwards through time.
No, not in this one.
Looking for a plastic bag.
No, there's a raccoon, though, in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which is
coming
up.
Don't confuse it.
Is it a raccoon or a badger or something? What is it? No, it's a raccoon. I don't know. It's small and furry, whatever it is.
Genital.
But if you can't wait for Guardians of the Galaxy, I can strongly recommend Farscape, which is the greatest science fiction television programme ever made. But Doctor Strange, I'm a bit worried, because he's a bit too powerful, but also because you give Marvel the ability to rewind time and suddenly the stakes are even lower. You know, nobody ever dies, there's never any consequences anyway. Look at Agent Coulson from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He got stabbed through the heart and now he's back.
Spoiler.
Well, that was years ago.
Oh, fine. All right, clearly it was okay then.
I enjoyed it, yes, yeah. But you think about it a little too much and how it immunises everyone in the MCU, and I think it poses a bit of a danger.
All right.
In terms of, you know, lazy storytelling.
It's Doctor Strange as rude by Rue. What are we going next, finally? TV movie of the week, is it? Or DVD or something? What have you...
Well, there's Zero Dark Thirty on More 4 at 9 p.m. tonight. I can strongly recommend it. It's about Jessica Chastain's hunt for Osama bin Laden in a very dark, brooding exploration of terrorism with a fantastic soundtrack by Alexander Desplat, who also did the music to Grand Budapest Hotel, but they're quite different. You can't swap them.
Right. No, that would be a mistake, actually, thinking about that now. Yeah. 0.30 did fairly well, didn't it? That was quite well received at the time.
It did well. It's there was another one that came out recently that was very much sort of on the same vibe. Was it Sicario?
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah.
Is it that same sort of gritty kind of military drudging kind of sense of impending darkness?
Yeah.
Very strange.
But More 4 tonight at
9 p.m.
All right. Yeah. Well, Rue, look, if you're not coming back ever again.
Well, I'll pop in for a cuppa.
Oh, fine.
Well, all right. Sometime.
Never say never.
Or maybe I'll have a lonely lunch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I should just catch up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be good. It would be good to see you again, of course. So you'd be welcome any time, Rue.
Well, thank you for having me thus far.
That is Rue. Ruing. The films here on Talk Radio as part of Work Experience Punditry. In the next half an hour, then, there's the brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. Victoria's bonus news coming up very shortly. Big debate at 3. Live music in the last half an hour as we drag a busker in off the street here on Talk Radio. It's what we do on a Friday. It's 2:30 now. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio. A Conservative MP has resigned over policy differences with the government. It's thought Stephen Phillips didn't agree with the Prime Minister's decision to challenge yesterday's High Court ruling that MPs must get a vote on when to start the process of leaving the EU. But Tory MP Ian Duncan-Smith doesn't think his resignation is related to that.
It would be ironic if the reason he was resigning was the fact that he, having agreed with the decision yesterday. I think there's more to it than that. I don't know very much about it, but what I would suspect is that there are issues around whether or not on balance he really feels as though this is the right place for him to be.
UKIP leadership candidate Suzanne Evans says she'd like to stand in the by-election in Mr Phillips' Lincolnshire constituency. A former police officer and ex-scout leader has been jailed for 22 years for 40 historical child sex offences. 54-year-old Alan Richards from Birmingham targeted children as young as eight in a campaign of abuse spanning four decades. Eight men who sexually exploited teenage girls in Rotherham have been given jail sentences of up to 19 years. The judge at Sheffield Crown Court said in some cases victims are subjected to acts of a degrading and violent nature. It's understood dozens of Marks and Spencer's stores in the UK will close as part of a radical shake-up. Other branches of the high street retailer could stop selling clothing under plans expected to be announced next week. And Michael Bublé says he's devastated as his eldest son Noah has been diagnosed with cancer. The Canadian singer's put his career on hold while the three-year-old undergoes treatment in the US. The weather, heavy showers in the north and west, mostly cloudy across southern England as patchy rain slowly clears to the east. Highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria, very much indeed. That was Victoria's news. There's not more in half an hour. Well, there is more in half an hour, but there's bonus news now because, in a moment, after a little trailette. But there's bonus news because Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Used to be 3 minutes, now they're two. So she makes bonus news available in order to fill the time. It's animal news today. You all right?
Sorry, I was just adjusting the chair.
Okay. It's coming after this.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
If a top politician's riding for a fall, if a Z-list celebrity makes your skin crawl, if a Premier League player takes his eye off the ball, better call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. We give you the show for at least 1 hour every weekday morning from 9. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Hey, better call Paul.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here it comes.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Okay, so to start with, this is my favourite story of the day. A giant earthworm called Dave has broken records for the largest ever found in the UK. It measured 40 centimetres, that's almost 16 inches, and weighed in at 26 grams. That makes Dave three times longer and more than five times heavier than the average worm.
That's never been said about producer Dave.
Let's not talk about that. Dr. Kevin Butt, who's led research into worms at the University of Central Lancashire's Total Radio, it pales in comparison, though, to worms found elsewhere in the world.
Certainly, earthworms that reach some 2 metres in length, about 6 feet long. These, for example, come from Australia, and there are others that have a much larger girth, but perhaps not the length of the 2 metre earthworm.
Are you laughing at the words girth and length then, Victoria?
No.
you really are, aren't you?
No.
What are you laughing at then?
No, I'm not laughing. But now I've got to do a really serious bit.
Oh.
Because Dave has been euthanised. The Natural History Museum decided to kill him to preserve and add to their collection. So Dave broke all these records.
Yep.
And then he was killed.
Oh.
For science. So yeah. A cat has had to be rescued after spending 2 days with its head stuck in a dog food tin. It's prompted the RSPCA to issue a warning about discarding litter. After inspectors freed the tabby, they managed to reunite her with her owner.
Good news.
I thought you were going to say a cat food tin.
No.
It's worth pointing out that Victoria's holding up a picture of it. Do you want to hold it against the microphone, mate? So everyone can see it.
Good. Is that it?
No, I've got one more.
All right.
And a parrot has started mimicking its owner's smoker's cough. Dawn Preston, who smokes 20 a day, so she almost ended up choking.
20 parrots?
No, cigarettes. Oh, right.
The parrot's called Dawn Preston.
No, the woman is called Dawn Preston.
Does she live in Preston?
I'm not sure where she lives, actually.
She smokes parrots.
Oh, my God! Dawn Preston, a woman who is not a parrot but owns a parrot, smokes 20 cigarettes a day, says she almost ended up choking by laughter when she heard Alfie, who is the parrot, copying her mid-coughing fit. The two-year-old African grey parrot also does impressions like Donald Duck.
Does Donald Duck do impressions?
No, he heavily smokes.
Oh, my God. Why am I here?
That was Victoria's animal...
Animal news.
Animal news.
You guys managed to make me not enjoy that.
I enjoyed that.
I
particularly enjoyed you and the worm. That was Victoria with Animal News on Monday. Bonus vegetable news. You are listening to Talk Radio, and I am Judge. Where's that thing? I was going to play that thing into the next bit. Where is it?
Just there.
Okay, I'll do that. Right, okay. I'll just pretend this bit didn't happen, and then
okay,
we'll come out of that
we
again.
Can edit that bit out.
Yeah,
when it goes on the radio.
Right, okay, you ready? So let's just finish that again in
3, 2, 1.
Thanks, Victoria, with your animal news.
You're not welcome.
Let's do this. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colours burst. Make them go, you're gonna leave them all in there. Nah, that's a song about fireworks, apparently. Why would we be playing that? Well, of course, remember the 5th of November. Tomorrow is Bonfire Night, when we celebrate an act of terrorism on the Houses of Parliament by eating a jacket potato and going, ooh, ah, ooh, at small miniature bombs. Now, we know, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that Beckenham's firework display this weekend is hosted by a celebrity, a massive celebrity name. When I say massive name, I mean it's just got quite a lot of letters in it. It's Cornelius.
Yeah. Hello.
Very quickly, remind us what you're doing again for those that may not.
I am the official host of the 2016 Beckrec Fireworks in Beckenham, South East London, in Bromley, Kent.
Good. And yesterday, Penny Smith came on to give me some advice because she once turned on some Christmas lights in Tenterden.
Yeah.
Today, though, Rival. It's Firework Bonfire The Rivals. On the telephone line now is Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Very, very well. Getting slightly soggy.
Are you?
I'm very well.
Why, what are you doing?
Well, we're selling tickets for our bonfire tomorrow, and the heavens have decided to open.
Of course.
We will soldier on, we're British.
Now, Jenny, tell me what you do and who you are, and what's your connection to the firework terrorism celebrations?
Well, I am Captain Social of Edenbridge Bonfire Society.
Yes.
My role is to basically cheer people up. Bonfire is really big in Kent and Sussex. We start bonfire parading the first weekend of September, and our last parade is at the end of November. So it's a really big thing for us out here.
It is, and also, of course, Edenbridge, where you are, is often makes the national news, because what you do, you have a tradition. Tell us your tradition. People will know this, but tell us.
Well, about 20 years ago, we were no longer allowed to have a big bonfire in Edenbridge, so the committee had to come up with something a little bit more creative.
Was it a little
bonfire?
So we
decided it wasn't. Oh. We've got a lot of wood. It was massive,
okay,
and it did a lot of damage to rugby pitch territory, so they were very upset by that. So we decided to blow up celebrities instead.
Yes, yes.
Obvious move.
It was, really, wasn't it? So, which people will have read about this in the press. So Russell Brand, was that last year, Russell Brand, you blew him up?
We did. Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand when they made their faux pas.
Oh, yeah. And who
we generally burn celebrities that do something silly.
Who else have you done over the years?
We've done Lance Armstrong, we've done the fabulous Two Jags, John Prescott,
yep.
We've had Sherry Blair.
Good.
Any celebrity that's done anything silly, Katie Hopkins, Katie Price.
Yeah, all the Katies. Could you...
all Katies.
Could you not have gone for Cheryl Cole?
You know,
well, she hasn't done anything silly except for breathing.
Oh no, wrong! Wrong! You see,
what's she done? What's she done?
Oh, Jenny!
I've been all bonfired up. My head's been in a bonfire.
Jenny, Cheryl Cole this week was announced as the voice and face of Childline, the charity, right? And but everyone seems to have forgotten, including you, Jenny, that Cheryl, whatever her name is, is a convicted thug. She punched a toilet attendant when she was in Girls Aloud.
Oh yes,
punched a toilet. That's right. Although they weren't she was found not guilty of the racial slurs in court. She was found guilty only of assault occasioning actual bodily harm, which makes her not a racist thug, just a thug. But she did punch a woman full in the face and eye, and now everyone's forgotten about it. You see, and I have to do my duty. But anyway, I was going to say you could burn her.
Well, yeah, maybe next year. Fine. We have to go with the public vote.
Is that how it works? So you do you have a list of names and you put it to the locals?
Well, we don't even have a list of names. We put it out there on our Facebook page and we see what the general public think.
Yeah.
And then from those suggestions, we shortlist it to about four. And then again, we ask them to vote. And Trump was the clear winner this year.
Donald Trump being burnt in Edenbridge tomorrow.
Yes.
And how
not
big?
Only burnt, blown up.
Blown up. So what do? Do you just pack him with gunpowder?
We pack him with petrol-soaked newspaper and we put some fireworks in strategic places.
Does he move? Does he grope people if they come too close?
No. We've fixed his hands.
Yeah, he is that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So is the Trump effigy life size? Or is it like a Wicker Man great big thing? Jenny? Oh, we've lost Jenny. Oh.
Which friend did you press?
We've lost Jenny. Never mind, doesn't matter. We got the gist of it. Cornelius, the point is, theirs is better than yours.
Well, no, because our one isn't relying on a gimmick, a guy gimmick. And also, theirs doesn't even have a celebrity host.
Well, we didn't get around to that. You might have. That was going to be my next question, but we lost it. It doesn't matter. It's fine. But the point being is that what a spectacle it would be if you were filled with gunpowder and fireworks. That could be the climax. Because she's got a good... That's a good idea. You could just fill yourself with...
We could or not do that, because that could injure me quite severely.
Newspaper-soaked petrol.
No.
No?
No, that's a bad idea, and you know that, John.
We could put... It is a bad idea for everyone else, but for you, we could put that to the public vote. That's what I'm saying. There we go.
No.
Okay, fine. Well, we lost Jenny there, but the gist is she's burning
well,
Donald Trump.
I wouldn't want to go to a display where someone can't even stay on the phone.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want them in charge of a safety event where there's fireworks. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, remind us of your role tomorrow. What have you got to do? Just
I'm the host.
Yeah, but what does that actually mean?
I'm leading the countdown. I'm going to interview our local MP twice, and just general safety announcements.
So if you want a really dull evening out, hosted by a man who can't read or speak properly, then where is it?
Beckenham.
Remind us how much it costs to watch you do that as well.
It's £10 a ticket.
£10?
There's discount for children. Primary and preschool children go free. Right. So it's ideal for the family.
There we go. And that's happening at Beckenham Rec tomorrow. Great. So, there we go. Next in the programme, the end of the week quiz. As we test the brand loyalty of one lucky listener as to whether they've been listening to the programme all week. And then it's the big debate at 3 o'clock, and in about an hour, live music as we drag a busker in off the street and force them to play at microphone point. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
At Argos, go get playing with 3 for 2 on toys. Mix and match on thousands of lines, including top brands like Nerf, Trolls and Paw Patrol. Plus, buy online today, get it today with fast track same day delivery. Go Argos. Ends Tuesday, conditions apply, order by 6pm, 90% UK coverage.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we'll start in Greater Manchester for the clockwise side of the M62. Lanes are closed due to an accident, 5 vehicles involved. At junction 11 for Barton at the A57, queues towards junction 7 at the A56 for Stretford. To Cheshire, the northbound M53, a lane closed due to an accident, queuing traffic between 10 at Little Stanney and junction 9 for Ellesmere Port. And finally, in Worcestershire, still one lane closed on the northbound M5. It's queuing due to a multi-vehicle accident. Recovery continues between junction 8 for the M50 and junction 7 for Worcester South.
For me, it has to be bonfire night. The crackle of excitement as we head off to the local display. Smoke's already in the air from the back garden get-togethers. After, it's back to ours for the bonfire classic, hot dogs. The perfect warming food to make your night go with a bang. Topped off with a generous helping of smooth and creamy yellow mustard. It makes your mouth water just thinking about it. And the mustard, to add a little magic, it has to be Heinz. Available in Asda, selected stores, subject to availability.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it is Talk Radio, yes, in the afternoons. It's a Friday, of course. Don't forget you can bring in your speech requests as well for some request Friday. If you've got a speech or dedication that you want to hear, or a speech or a talk, rather, that you'd like to hear as a dedication, then do get in touch. It's like Radio 2's All Request Friday, but with music. They can do music. We can't. So, if you want a speech or a talk, then get it played on here. Earlier, we played Laura Sokola's TED Talk. Want to sound like a leader, start by saying your name right. We played that for Cheryl, who wanted to hear it. One of her favourites. Mm. Absolute Friday anthem. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows the words to that speech. I can't get it out of my head since I heard it, actually. There's another one coming here, though. This is... Dear John, could you please play... the speech by the former host of UK Gold's quiz show Telestack and the current host of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Paul Ross, as this week making a little video of himself and his producer plugging the Tamworth Business Awards. I'd very much like to hear that, John, as it's an excellent speech, and I'm sitting at home listening as I have eczema. That's come in from Neil. Right, so especially for you then, this is Paul Ross this week doing a little speech about hosting the Tamworth Business and Community Awards.
Hello, my name's Paul Ross. This is my producer. You know him, Alex Farrell. On Friday night, there's only one place to be, the Tamworth Business and Community Awards, with me, Paul Ross, as the warm-up man for this fella, Alex Farrell. It's got the details for you right now. Alex, over to you. To Alex. Alex, go. Speak. Camera, Alex. It's Alex.
Alex, go. Drayton Manor. Friday is going to be exciting. £40 a ticket, which is great because you can get a three-course meal, entertainment, casino tables. Me and Paul, exciting. So it's all there. You got enough money now?
£40, put me down for one.
£40.
He's paying for himself. See you Friday night, Tamworth, the Business and Community Awards. I cannot wait.
I tell you what, Con, I wholeheartedly apologise for saying £10 was too much to watch you.
That's happening tonight. That's a big night out in Tamworth tonight. I mean, honestly, Talk Radio, we've got this country's entertainment needs sewed up, haven't we?
Tamworth, Beckenham.
Ewan Beckenham, Paul Ross, and his producer Alex hosting the Tamworth and Community Business. Move over, Las Vegas. Especially for Neil there, who's listening at home with eczema. If you've got a speech or a talk you'd like to hear, no matter how appalling, then do please get in touch with us. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, though, it's time to test a listener's brand loyalty to this programme as we look back over the shoulder of the week. Looking back over my shoulder. That's right, it's Friday's Talk Radio in the Afternoon's 1 till 4 quiz. Where we have clips of things that have happened over the last 5 days, and all you have to do is tell us what happened next. All very simple. So on the line to play today, let us welcome Jess. Hello, Jess.
Hiya.
Hiya, Jess. How are you today, Jess?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much. Thank you for calling in, Jess, to play.
That's all right.
You're welcome. What do you do in Gloucester? You're in Gloucester, are you?
I am. I work in retail.
Retail in Gloucester. I'm going to use my skill and judgment to say what? A shop?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you want to name the shop or not?
Nah, we're not going to name it.
All right,
shop.
Fine. that's Jess. She's in Gloucester in a shop. I presume you have Talk Radio in the Afternoons on in the shop. Jess, is you're listening? Yes, you do. And that's the right answer, first of all. That's not one of the quiz questions, but it is a good start to getting the answers right.
That's good, then.
So you've been listening all week, Jess?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, what's going to happen, Jess, is this. There'll be three clips of things that have happened on the show. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. That's it. That's very simple. And then you will, score points accordingly. That's how quizzes work, Jess. So that's the idle banter out of the way. Let us begin to play today's Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week quiz. No, I didn't do that right. I'll do it again. Right, okay. We begin, Jess, with Tuesday, when Victoria brought us Animal News, which involved one of its biggest stories ever.
Former PM Lord Hestein has denied killing his mother's dog.
Killed it the next day, took it to be put down.
By choking him. Let's get more from Talk Radio reporter Alex Dibble.
The peer told a magazine he'd pulled his Alsatian's collar tight after Kim had started biting him, and that the animal then went limp. He was put down the next day. It all comes after Lord Heseltine claimed to have shot dead 350 grey squirrels in 6 months.
Does he eat them?
I don't know what he
said. He said it hadn't harmed the dog. It went limp. That's a harmed dog. Ah, there was the story of Heseltine, of course, strangling a dog. But can you tell me, Jess, how I described the news story about Lord Heseltine strangling a dog? Did I say A, it's a story that showed that if anyone is to take Britain out of Europe, it should be Lord Heseltine, as he can strangle Europe until it goes limp? Was it B, did I say it was one of the most hilarious animals being injured stories since Harambe? I would never have said that.
God.
Or was it C, the best politician versus animal story since David Cameron put his little David in that dead pig's mouth?
I think I remember you saying about the pig story, so I'm going to go with C.
Let's find out, Jess. This is the best politician versus animal story since David Cameron put little David into that dead pig's face. Is the right answer!
Woo.
Good work, Jess. That's 1 point. Here comes question number 2. On Wednesday, as we do every day, we portrayed topical events in the form of Japanese poetry. It's what... It's something we like to call the news in haikus. Here's one.
Cheryl, voice of child. Line, you can ring if you've been punched in a toilet.
That was one of the news in haikus, of course, relating to Cheryl Cole punching someone in a toilet, as we were discussing earlier. However, another one from Wednesday, another haiku from Wednesday, began with these words, refugee kayaks to UK. But how did that haiku finish? Did it finish like this? He'd be perfect for Olympic team. Could have ended up in Panama or... Where violent thug is face of child line. Which of those ends to refugee kayaks to the UK? Which of those was the end line of haiku? A, B or C?
Because C was good for me last time, I'm going to go with C again.
Where violent thug is face of child line, let's find out.
Refugee kayaks to UK, where violent thug...
Yes.
...is face of child line.
Very good, very good, very good.
I'm so good at this.
Oh, you are, I'll say. You've been listening carefully. You clearly don't get many customers. Question number three, final question. Yesterday on the show, Penny Smith, Talk Radio's very own Saturday breakfast host Penny Smith, joined us on the line to give Cornelius some advice ahead of his prestigious gig, his words, not anyone else's, as host of the Beckenham Fireworks Display 2016.
Yeah. And sparkly.
Sparkly.
Right,
yeah, sparkly, and anything that makes you stand out, like, I don't know, an enormous silver unicorn horn.
Yes.
Or pink wings.
Or two eyes that don't look in the same direction at once.
Always good, yeah.
Now, Penny was telling us a story there, after giving Cornelius that advice, about when she turned on the lights, the Christmas lights, in Tenterden in Kent. But what was her horror story? Was it A... Jess, she almost pressed the wrong button, which would have led to a platform holding a number of brownies to collapse, injuring the brownies. Was it B, she accidentally called the town the wrong name, which led to a riot and her needing a police escort out of Tenterden? Or C, she turned up drunk and revealed a secret regarding Santa Claus to the crowds of families? Which of those did she do?
God, I don't know. Let's take a guess and go for the first one.
The first one, A, pressing the button. Let's find out.
Count down with me. 10. And I had my hand hovering over an enormous red button on the platform.
Right.
And we got down to 3. And a man hurtled through the crowd, rushed up the steps, and at the last minute thrust into my hand a very small thing that looked like a light switch and said, "Don't press the other one, it collapses the platform," where a whole load of brownies and cubs were sheltering.
There. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Jess. She almost killed brownies and cubs, Penny Smith. Talk Radio's Penny Smith.
That's amazing.
She's like the sort of Michael Heseltine to brownies.
Almost.
What he is to dogs.
Almost is.
Almost. Well, he almost killed the dog. She almost killed the brownies. So
Fair enough,
yeah. Are we legally watertight there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Just checking. Bethan. We've got to do the scores, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, have we got time for system?
No, I booted the system up earlier.
Oh, right,
so,
okay.
So I've got the data here.
Yeah. Okay, we are looking for a score.
I can confirm that Jess has scored.
Yes! Yes!
So it's quite complicated data.
Oh, is it?
It's very slow data. Right. Ah, okay. 3 points!
She's got 3 points! She's got 3 points! Yes, she's got 3 points! She's got 3 points! She's got 3 points! All the way in Gloucester there, Jess, well done!
Thank you.
Yeah, good. The end of the week quiz. There'll be another end of the week quiz next week at the end of the week. After 3 o'clock, there will be the big debate. There will also cometh live music as we drag a busker in off the streets to perform live. And a man called Con.
Hello.
Will be in a lift reading out the texts and tweets from the haters who are going to hate as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Condescending. All coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule. Tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
This Christmas, surprise someone special with Boss Selection at the Perfume Shop. Only £19.99 for 50ml while stocks last, saving £20 on the RRP of £40. Give the ambitious man in your life his signature scent. You know the person, we know the perfume. At the Perfume Shop.
At Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs, so you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it. Wickes, let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Exactly 3 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MP quits over Brexit policy, US terror threat, and celeb known as PJS gets payout.
Talk Radio.
A Conservative MP who backed the UK leaving the EU has resigned, blaming policy differences with the government. It's thought Stephen Phillips didn't agree with Theresa May challenging yesterday's High Court ruling, which said MPs must have a vote on triggering Article 50. The ruling has caused some to call for an early general election. Defence Secretary Michael Fallon says the Prime Minister's stance on that is well known.
The Prime Minister's been clear this is a fixed term. Parliament under our constitution through till May 2020. The judgment is being appealed, so there is a further stage to go.
Here's UKIP MEP Patrick O'Flynn.
We're heading towards a constitutional crisis, aren't we? And I think the people who voted Remain, who in my knowledge were overwhelmingly absolutely bewildered and gobsmacked on June the 24th, but hadn't conceived that the vote could possibly go against them.
It comes as another UKIP leadership contender has dropped out the race. London Assembly member Peter Whittle is now asking his supporters to back former deputy leader Paul Nuttall instead. Suzanne Evans and John Rhys-Evans are the others still in the running. US media is reporting intelligence officials have warned Al-Qaeda could be planning terror attacks around the presidential election. Authorities in the United States say the threat has been taken seriously, even though its credibility has not been confirmed. The publisher of The Sun on Sunday has agreed to pay a celebrity who fought to keep his name out of the tabloids over a sex story. In May, the Supreme Court ruled the man's identity could not be revealed as it wasn't in the public interest. And Michael Bublé has confirmed his son has cancer. 3-year-old Noah is currently having treatment in the US. In a statement, the singer says he and his wife, Lou, have put their careers on hold to devote all their time and attention to helping him get better.
Talk Radio national weather.
Heavy showers in the north and west, mostly cloudy across southern England as patchy rain slowly clears to the east, highs of 11 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right.
It's all right, that news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy with it?
No.
Oh, why?
I can't bother to go into it.
Oh.
It's not thrilling.
Oh. Chin up. Or not. Right, Victoria there with the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today is coming live from where some horses are playing Laser Quest.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Sunderland manager David Moyes insists he has the support of the club's board, despite reports he could be sacked if they lose performance live on Talk Sport 2 tomorrow. They're bottom of the Premier League without a win in the top flight this season. Moyes told Talk Sport 2 there's only one person piling the pressure on as far as he's concerned, though.
Only from myself, really. Certainly not under pressure from Ellis or from Martin Bain or the people inside the building. But when you're not winning games and you're at the bottom of the Premier League, that's the pressure from yourself, but there's always a lot more people speak outside than there is inside, so I've seen it, I know exactly what it looks like. You don't like it, then you know what you've got to try and do.
A scan has confirmed Leicester goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel will be out for up to 6 weeks. He fractured his hand against Copenhagen in the Champions League during the week. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray continues his attempt to reach the top of the tennis rankings at the Paris Masters this evening in his quarter-final against Thomas Berdy. Meanwhile, Britain's women's number one, Johanna Konta, has made it to the semi-finals of the WTA Elite Trophy in China. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the sport, which today is pre-recorded, coming live from some horses playing a game of Laser Quest. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, still to come in the next hour before we stop at four. And Yasmin Khan, Yasmin the Star Trek II, the Wrath of Khan, is in to present Drive. We'll be bringing you live music as we drag a busker in off the streets to play at microphone point. Cornelius will be in the lift reading out texts and tweets from the haters as it travels downwards through the building. Feature we call Condescending. All of that on the way. However, there's the small matter of the big debate.
Talk Radio.
You know, so let's do the big debate. So has the government today announced the building of new warships, which Theresa May this afternoon has announced will be deployed against any MP who votes against triggering Article 50. Already in the news today, of course, reports that newly resigned Tory MP Stephen Phillips, he's resigned this afternoon over the High Court judgment yesterday. He can't leave his house this afternoon because Theresa May has ordered a revenge-class Royal Navy dreadnought to be anchored in his garden. It has orders to launch a deck-launched land attack at his lounge if he steps out of line. Now, the new ship deal, costing £859 million, which is roughly the cost of a sandwich in press, was announced by Defence Secretary Michael Fallon, who is visiting today. He's visiting the BAE yard at Gover in Scotland. The BAE, BAE yard in Scotland, the Bay yard. It's a shipbuilding yard that's called Bay, it seems, BAE, named after something young people say on the internet or to each other if they're exclusive. It's called the Bay shipyard because that shipyard is only seeing Scotland and not sleeping around with other countries. But is there room for this new project in the government's defence budget? Some critics say there is not. On the line listening to that, specifically me say the word room there, is Nick. Good afternoon, Nick. Thanks for calling Talk Radio.
Yeah, hi.
Good afternoon. Yeah, now you've called because you've heard me say the word room there, and you want to see rooms banned. What's wrong with rooms?
I mean, look, I'm annoyed because, yeah, you know, you were entertaining me for a minute there. It's sort of, you know, 30 seconds a minute, chat, 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 and then you say room, and yeah, it's just like a trigger response. All of a sudden, I just think, oh, I can't keep listening to this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just their utter tediousness.
Yeah. Is it, you know, I mean, let me take you back to the word trigger there. Is it the same as when Article 50 might be triggered in that it's not an actual trigger, and it's only really, that word's only been used really to sex up what is just quite a dull clause in a contract?
Yeah, I suppose so. I didn't have a trigger at any point, but it's a metaphorical triggering. Yeah, but, you know, you say room, I say gloom. It just doom kicks in.
Doom and gloom. So for you, a room is doom and gloom?
A room is just utterly tedious.
Let me ask you this. Where are you calling me from now?
Well, this is where, you know, a lot of people say to me, oh, you're a hypocrite. You say one thing, you preach one thing, you practice another. And, you know, the reality is, I live with a woman. I've got two children.
Congratulations.
We have rooms in our house.
Ah.
I'm not proud of it. I'm disgusted by it. I don't want it to be the case.
Well,
but I'm one person out of a little family democracy.
Yes. Well, how old are the children?
They're young.
They don't get a vote then, do they, really? Let's be honest.
Really.
You know, young people didn't get a vote in Brexit, so why should they have a vote whether you've got rooms in your house?
But this is the thing, you know, Brexit, rooms are perfect for these Brexit times because they're just so drab and we have to talk about them all the time even though no one cares.
Right, so why don't you just knock all the rooms out of your house and just have one big space?
Again, I'd like to do that. And my wife, to a point, she was all right. When I said about going from the living room to the dining room, yeah, she was all right with that.
Yeah.
And when I said the dining room could be knocked through to go to the kitchen,
yeah,
she understood that.
Yeah.
But when I said that the top two bedrooms,
yeah,
and especially the kids' bedroom, we could knock the floor ceiling bit through to,
yeah,
create like just one huge room, she was, yeah, I mean, you know, she had a point about the beds falling down and it not being the right thing.
Yeah, but it's a bit, I mean, it's interesting. And also, of course, you know, people will be able to watch you having a poo. Let me bring in Maxwell, who's on the other line. Good afternoon, Maxwell.
Hello, John. Hello.
Yes. Could you? You've heard Nick's argument there. He wants to get rid of all rooms first of all. But he's not quite practicing what he's preaching because he's still got rooms in his house, which is hypocritical, Nick. Whatever you say. And Maxwell, you have the opposing point of view. You think rooms are a good thing.
I not only do I think rooms are a good thing, John, I think they are the best thing. Listen, there's only a few ingredients you need for happiness.
Yeah.
Four walls, a ceiling, a floor, and some way to gain access to that space isn't just a hinge on the roof, because that would just be there, a box, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You need a door or a window, then you got a room, and then, like Ken Dodd said, you got happiness, the greatest gift that I possess.
Yeah, how many rooms have you got, Maxwell?
I have at least 30 rooms in my house. I'm adding more all the time by building extra stud walling, just to increase the amount of rooms.
At what point does a room become a cupboard? If you're putting walls in there, you're shrinking the rooms. At what point is a room a cupboard?
That's the great thing. You see, in Britain, when rooms are very small, they become box rooms, just a different classification of room. You don't have to go to a cupboard. You can always have just smaller, infinitely smaller rooms.
Yeah, there you go. Nick, you're listening to that. What do you reckon?
I'm listening to it. The most interesting thing that Wikipedia has to say about box room is it says they can be called a box room, a box hyphen room, or a box space room.
Yes.
You know, that's all that, literally, everyone in the world can contribute to Wikipedia. They can edit things.
Yeah.
And everyone in the world has had a think about box rooms, and they've gone,
and they've come up with
three different reasons
to call a box room a box room. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, all right, okay, let me ask you this. Nick, you want to get rid of rooms. Where are you going to keep mush?
It's probably the sea.
Yeah, fair enough. Good answer, actually. So, in Sweden, I don't really know, they're doing trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you're aware of this. They have done, Nick, they've done a sort of, it's interesting what you say, they like Russian, you know, like Russian dolls, where you've got a doll in 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 a doll.
Uh-huh.
I haven't finished. In a doll, in a doll, in a doll, a doll, in a doll, in a doll, in a doll, in a doll.
All right.
In a doll. And they've done that with rooms as a sort of experiment. And you walk into the main room, but immediately in front of you is a doorway to another room inside it, which fits inside it exactly. And basically you walk through the doors and you go all the way in down to a tiny, tiny little room at the end. And they've done trials with that, and it's pointless and doesn't mean anything.
They've done two trials. The one you described is the one that I thought you'd probably mention, because that's the one, you know, the funding's gone to, all the studies are focusing
that's
on.
Right,
that makes sense. But the other one that was by the rival university in, I don't know, Gothenburg, I think, was that thing where the room is literally turned inside out, so that all you have, like you used to get in sort of weird 70s films, is just a door in a, or not a desert, they would be in a desert in the film, but there'd be like a door in a fjord, and there'd be no walls, and you'd walk through the door, and then it might take you to a sort of another spiritual place, or it might just be basically the same bit of ground, and you just walk through a door.
Yeah.
But that was like turning a rabbit inside out or something. It was just a door frame.
Maxwell, come back in. Nick said that a door frame is like turning a rabbit inside out. What do you make of that?
Well, that's just animal cruelty to start with, because rabbits, unlike some animals, need to be the right side in.
Yep.
And also, if you don't have rooms, what is going to happen to all Britain's very famous interior decorators and home style consultants?
Yeah, well,
you know, we obviously have the big three in Britain.
Yes.
We've got Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. We got Llewellyn Bowen Lawrence.
Yes.
And we got Bowen Lawrence Llewellyn.
That's right. And
those three distinct individual voices without rooms will have no outlet for their creativity, and we'll just have more really substandard lottery shows. And I don't know if sacrificing rooms is worth that.
Well, you make a very good point. I mean, let's be clear, by the way, to anyone listening, it is perfectly acceptable to turn Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen inside out. That's a fact.
No, I don't think anyone's arguing with that.
No, I think. Look, I want to play you something. Have a quick listen to this. Just have a quick listen to this music. Empty Rooms by Gary Moore. Now, he's saying you can learn to live without loving them, Nick. And you're married. You've told us already about your relationship with your wife. Now, you know, you could learn to live without love, Nick, if you get rid of the rooms.
I'd sooner live without love than live with rooms. But, again, it's the 21st, 2nd century, whatever it is now, and, you know, I don't have that option. But a lot of writers have written about rooms,
yeah.
And the one I would throw to you, and, you know, if you're going to quote Gary Moore, as everyone always does, is George Orwell, Room 101.
Yeah.
You know, I think if ever there was a room that sort of said everything about itself, it's that one.
We,
where's your friend there on Orwell?
Maxwell,
Yes.
Come back in on that, because is Nick right there? Because if you, well, if you take room, Nick wants to put rooms in room 101, but that's still a room. I mean, Maxwell,
that's still a room. It's still in much like your Russian doll kind of
in a doll in a doll
rooms within rooms
in a doll 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 in a doll
in a doll
in a doll in a doll in a doll in a doll in a doll
in a doll
in a doll.
Yeah. I sometimes I used to take a medication called Inadol for a while. Listen, I'm not saying to Nick that everything belongs in a room, okay? I'm not kind of enforcing rooms on everything. There are some things that shouldn't be in a room. Dolphins, for example, probably wouldn't get on very well in a room. Condors, for example, probably shouldn't be in a room.
Yeah.
But to remove rooms from everyone is to remove people's, you know, ability to have somewhere to store their stuff. And, you know, I've got stuff. You've got stuff. Look, I don't want to come across as a super enthusiast of rooms, although I am, but I am literally in a room right now.
Yes.
And I shall probably be in another room later on. I mean, that's
exactly.
How much rooms are part of my life.
I know, but doesn't that fill you with a sense of mortal dread that you know that from now until the day you die, and I hope for your sake it's a very long time away, but between now and the day you die, you're basically going to be in a room. And, you know, one day you might go, oh, wow, this room's got an oven in, I'll call it a kitchen. And the next day it's like, oh, this room's got lots of, you know, skeletons in or something. But
well, you know, at that point, you know, that'll be the final room I'm in, my casket. You know, and I think
that's,
you know,
a casket. Well, wait a minute, that's a casket, not a room. You can't, you know.
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, I'll have my casket specifically converted to be a room.
A room, okay, a big casket.
Know, there'll be a little door, there'll be a little window, there'll be a little hearth.
Yes.
You know, where we can put little fireplaces and such. You know, it'll be very quaint.
Let me ask you. I want to ask you about this. You'll know about this already, but footballers. Now, there's a rule, of course, that says. Footballers have come out in solidarity on the side of keeping rooms, and we know that next week the FIFA have said they can't do this, but they're breaking the ban. The FA have said they will. Footballers are going to play the match wearing furniture, so very dressed as rooms, right? So I know for a fact it's England and Scotland. Of course, England team have already said each player will carry a small IKEA bookshelf during the match. Scotland have said they'll have side tables. What do you make of that? That's them defying about FIFA say you can't carry room furniture on a pitch. The FA said the footballers are going to do it. What do you make of that, Maxwell?
I think it's incredibly brave for our footballers to stand in defiance of what has essentially become a tyrannical organisation. You know, the day that we cannot bring room-related items onto a professional football pitch is the day when the beautiful sport becomes the ugly sport. Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there. That's what I feel, yeah.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Thank you for being so clear on that. Nick, just to you as well, you've heard the phrase no room at the inn, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no room at the inn. Now, that very act begat Jesus, didn't it? And so I suppose you do have an argument against rooms because we got Jesus and there were no rooms. Jesus literally was born when there was no room.
Yeah, so, and don't say a stable's a room, because a stable is the opposite. It's an anti-room. There's no mixing the two. The point about footballers, the reason they want to keep hotel rooms is obviously because of, you know, where they need to record their videos, don't they?
That's
when
right.
There's two of them and, you know, they've got a guest and they need somewhere to record that.
That's
but
right.
In the olden days, when footballers were footballers, you know, they had Epping Forest. They could just go to Epping Forest and do whatever they wanted to do outside.
That's a very good point.
As God intended.
Very, we're coming to the end of the debate, running out of time, but very quickly, fat room or thin room, yes or no, Maxwell?
Yes.
You're going to say yes. Nick, fat room or thin room, yes or no?
No.
No. All right. Listen, can you sum up the debate for me in one word, please? Nick first.
Rheumatism.
Thank you. And Maxwell?
Carpets.
Lovely. Right, if you've got an opinion on whether or not we need rooms, do we, in post-Brexit Britain, need rooms when we've got hairdryers and the Magna Carta? That's what people are asking. Let us know what you think. Do we need rooms or not? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. That was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At Argos, go get playing with 3 for 2 on toys. Mix and match on thousands of lines, including top brands like Nerf, Trolls and Paw Patrol. Plus, buy online today, get it today with fast track same day delivery. Go Argos. Ends Tuesday, conditions apply, order by 6 p.m, 90% UK coverage.
Get even more from Selco Builders Warehouse with our great Christmas voucher promotion. On top of our massive stocks of trade products at great trade prices, you'll be full of Christmas cheer when you earn vouchers to spend on your Christmas shopping. For every £50 excluding VAT you spend, you'll receive coupons to exchange for shopping vouchers. So get straight down to Selco Builders Warehouse now and start earning vouchers to make your Christmas that bit more rewarding. Offer ends 18th of December.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think, how about a rear parking camera in every Civic so you can squeeze into small spaces? And wouldn't 0% finance with a £500 deposit contribution make it easier to afford? Why not visit your nearest Honda dealer for a test drive? See what you think. Selected dealers registered by 31st of December 2016. Petrol models only while stocks last. 0% APR representative. Terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
They do say diamonds are a girl's best friend. At the perfume shop, Emporio Armani Diamonds is £39.99 for 100ml while stocks last, saving £29 on the RRP of £69. Give your confident woman a little sparkle this Christmas. You know the person, we know the perfume. At the perfume shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in West Sussex for the northbound M23, it's completely blocked due to an accident involving two cars and a lorry around Junction 10 for Crawley. Queues back towards Junction 10A as a result. To Cheshire, the M53 in both directions, rolling roadblock in place due to a serious police incident between the two Ellesmere port turns, Junction 9 and Junction 8. And finally, in North Yorkshire, the northbound side of the A1M is completely closed due to an accident involving three vehicles between Junction 48 at Boroughbridge and 49 at Dishforth. I'm Stephen Beach.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
The big beast of broadcasting is back. The James Whale Show starts Monday, 7th of November at 7 p.m. on Talk Radio.
You ready? Uno, duo, tre, cuatro. When I was a boy, I used to have some hair. But when I grew up tall, it was no longer there. A big bullshit. Shiny head, it blind you with a light. If you want to fight, phone me every night. What's the matter, you? Well. Got a big baldy head. What you think I do when you're phoning me up?
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Ah, slap on my head.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show starts Monday, 7th of November at 7 p.m. on Talk Radio.
That's a me singing, you like, huh? He's a better than me talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And if you've been affected by any of the issues in that appalling trail for the James Whale Show, then do get in touch. There are trained counsellors waiting for your call. 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. And we will put you in touch with people who can make you feel better.
Oh, it'll be Cass there that picks up at the moment, so don't do that immediately.
Good point, well made. Now, the news, as you've been hearing, is quite complicated, isn't it? Because
I can't get my head around it.
I wasn't ready yet. Because there's the issue now of the general election. possibly being brought forward from when it was due in 2020 to next year, because bookies have slashed the odds on there being one. We spoke earlier to a political analyst who works for Ladbrokes, who was telling us about the odds and how they work, and he suggested that, and this was a couple of hours ago, so 13 to 8 were the odds of a general election, so they're dropping all the time. And if you want to put money on it, that's what the bookies are saying. They are saying general election next year. That is what the smart money, if you like, is saying. And the reason for that, of course, is Theresa May will have to hold a general election. If she then wins a majority, she will take the vote for Brexit to the MPs, as the High Court decided yesterday. They cannot fail then, because, of course, they will be the Tory majority and they're not going to vote against their own constituents. That's the gist of it. But it's all, I mean, it's all quite complicated.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
I can't get my head around it.
No, well, you're not the only one, Cornelius. Many people can't get their heads around it. And it's we like to help, though. We pick up the stories and we analyse it. We drill down into the news. And when you do that, what do you end up with? You end up with Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
/ odds on election next year, the most boring bet ever.
The news in haikus. Now, I'm just giving him a moment because he had to, during that pre-recorded haiku, he had to leave the studio clutching armfuls of texts and tweets that we get from the haters on this programme. We don't dismiss them. We don't ignore them. We don't report them to the police. We don't block them. What we do instead is read all the haters' messages out live from a lift as it travels downwards through the building. We send Cornelius, or Con for short, into that lift to do that, specifically to get the title of a feature we like to call Condescending. Yeah? The haters gonna hate. So, live from the lift, if you can hear me, is Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius, can you hear me? You there, Cornelius?
Hello, John. Hello. Yes, here I am outside the lift. I've, of course, changed the radio that's in the lift to a different station. It was Talk Sport before, but just a bit sick of that, so I've put it on this.
What's that? What is it?
It's Sunrise Radio, the greatest radio, Asian radio station in the UK.
Right then.
Let's begin. Right, so press all the buttons. Down we go. This is from Michael, who says, I don't blame the idiots who make this show for it being so bad. I blame the idiots who hired them. Mark at Jamming Chords on Twitter says, what the hell is going on? Thought this was a talk radio station. Instead, they are playing some naff song. Get that JHB1 back in. John Holmes is probably my least favourite show on talk radio. Very offensive. Thank you for that, whoever texted that in. I hope one of the fireworks on Saturday falls over and directs itself at Cornelius. It's just quite violent.
That is.
Yes. John, you are as good at radio as you are tall. Okay.
Right.
What, this question that we got got in via text today. What's producer Dave doing on the show today? I thought he'd been sacked after all those students came forward. My neighbour has just complained about the noise coming through the wall. When I was listening to John Holmes, he said it wasn't the volume that was a problem. It was the choice of show. Oh, I've been joined.
Oh.
I've been joined. Would you like to introduce yourself? We're live on air.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie, what do you do here?
I do many things. I'm an engineer.
That's a nothing then. at John Holmes, at John Holmes' show on Talk Radio is the love child of a digital radio speech station afternoon show and an unfunny idiot. And Charlie, do you just want to read this final tweet out that we got in?
It's not fewer, it was less. He was right, you utter moron.
There we go. John, back to you.
Thank you, Cornelius. And Charlie, the engineer, there in the lift there. That was today's Condescending, where the haters gonna hate. If you hate the show, then do let us know. You can do it 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Radio on Twitter.
No way. 8722 and text costs 25p plus your standard network rate.
Okay.
Imagine I've said that three times. Start anywhere you want on Twitter.
Yeah. If you hate the show. Or you can hate me personally, hate the show, hate anyone you like. At John Holmes 1 if you'd like to hate me in person. That's fine. In the next half an hour, then, live music here on Talk Radio. We've been outside, we've dragged a busker in off the streets, and at microphone point, they will be forced to perform for our entertainment. Live Music Friday on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
At 3:30 is Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. The government says it's confident of winning its appeal against the High Court's ruling on when to start the process of leaving the EU. Yesterday, judges said MPs must have a say on when Article 50 is triggered. Conservative MP Ian Duncan-Smith thinks the whole thing is ridiculous.
The British people said leave, and the only way you can do that is to start the process by triggering Article 50. The British people have essentially said to the government, trigger Article 50. The very idea now that that requires Parliament to have some kind of vote to decide whether they agree with that is, in my mind, bizarre and unconstitutional.
Tory MP Stephen Phillips, who backed Brexit, has resigned from the government, blaming policy differences. US media reports suggest authorities in New York have been made aware of a potential terror threat around the date of next Tuesday's US election. It's believed New York, Texas and Virginia are all possible targets, but no specific locations have been mentioned. Eight men have been given jail sentences of up to 19 years for sexually exploiting teenage girls in Rotherham. One girl was targeted by all eight when she was just 13 or 14 years old. Singer Michael Bublé's three-year-old son Noah has been diagnosed with cancer. The Canadian musician says he and his wife are devastated at the diagnosis. And Kettering has given up on trying to get Lindsay Lohan to honour her promise to turn on their Christmas lights. The American had said she was happy to do it after implying in a tweet earlier this year that no one knew where the Northamptonshire town was. EastEnders actress Cheryl Ferguson will now do the honours instead. The weather cold and breezy tonight. Showers will be mainly in the east, lows of 3 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be generally cold and dry, locally heavy showers around northern, western and eastern coasts. Highs of just 8. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Are you going to celebrate the terrorism tomorrow?
I haven't got any plans to, actually, at the
moment.
Not. No.
Do you like it? Do you want these people to like a firework display? Or
I would like to see some fireworks. I'm going to a belated Halloween party tonight.
Oh.
And I believe that...
You put your costume on early?
That's not very nice, John.
A joke.
It wasn't funny. Oh. Especially because no one can see me, can they?
No. So, what are you going as?
Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's a lot of people do that.
Oh, thanks. No, I'm going to an 80s horror film themed party.
I thought that was last week.
No, it's tonight. Oh. It's belated.
Yeah. But yeah. Didn't we talk about this last week?
I don't think so.
But in that case, one of our listeners we spoke to was going to an 80s horror film themed... And he was going to Beetlejuice. That was right. It was a Lonely Luncher or something.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I want to see their outfit and see where... We should have a Beetlejuice off. Who looked better at Beetlejuice?
I don't think we want a juice off.
No, Beetlejuice.
Right. Well, have a nice time.
Thanks. Are you going to any bonfire displays? Are you going to support Cornelius in his moment in the spotlight?
Is there a spotlight?
No, I think I'm not. I don't think there's even going to be a stage.
Oh, really? No stage?
I don't know.
Just a man.
I mean, obviously, that's on my list of demands, so I won't be performing if that's not the case.
Cornelius is hosting his local park firework display due to his celebrity status off of Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Beckenham. Yeah. Live music coming next as Jem. He's a busker. We found him. We've dragged him in. He'll be performing live here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, yes it is. And just before we meet Jem, today's musician, some of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. John, without rooms, what will brides marry? Just... just gut.
Yep.
And this is from Tom from Keene, who says, John, we can get rooms, for example, at swimming pools. We don't need changing rooms because everything's changing and I don't feel the same.
Right, and it's interesting that Keene should write in as well, because as Fleetwood Mac have been listening to the programme this afternoon.
Okay, wow.
And they've sent us a message too, Fleetwood Mac. And that's from Fleetwood Mac, who sent that into 87222, saying it's from
Message with the Word Talk,
saying it's from the album Rumours. Okay, then, it's just coming up to 25 to a time. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon, and regular listeners will know that on a Friday afternoon, what we do here is bring you live entertainment, live music entertainment. Yes, we may have a sister station downstairs, Virgin Radio. Yes, they may have their sessions. Yes, they may. But we take it from the streets, not the record company fodder. We take it from the streets raw. That's an instruction.
Thank you.
Because every Friday we go out and we bring a busker in that we like the sound of. You right?
Yeah.
Okay. To perform for us in the studio, we welcome Jem. Hello, Jem.
Hello. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm feeling
good.
Did
you just welcome me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great.
I mean, I might as well, you know.
I like that. That's fine. Welcome Feels to the like world of Jem.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, yeah. I've got a sort of sphere of presence. So, yeah, welcome.
Yeah, good. Right, so we do this every week, and this is what... So we get people in, as you know.
So I've heard.
Where did we... Do, I mean, you would have been out there earning money at this moment, but for us, so where would you...
I'm not sure I would have earned any money. I mean, look outside the window.
It's a bit grim
pretty
out there,
miserable.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a good play for... Not a good day for basketball.
No.
Playing.
It is weather-dependent, and we've learned this a lot.
Is, yeah.
Yeah. So we're
absolutely.
Coming now into the the clocks have changed. We're coming now into the season of a fallow period. Is
it is. It sort of slows down a bit. A lot of the buskers who have come from abroad, because London's a great city for busking.
Yeah.
A lot of people come from all over the world, and now they're sort of drifting back to their homelands.
Yeah. Yeah. There's buskers coming over here.
Yeah.
taking our pitches.
Yeah, it's almost like a sort of pro-Brexit.
Yeah. do you find, though, that you can still go out in the winter months?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you... What's the rule? What's the busking rule?
There's a code. There's a sort of code of conduct. It's not sort of some weird, like, cultish code. It's more of a sort of general practice.
Yeah.
And... you just sort of go out, you meet other buskers on the street. There's no, we don't call each other up. There's no sort of busker hotline. There's a great company in London called Busk in London, and they pretty much monitor the buskers, because some of them don't speak a lot of English, or some of them haven't been doing it very long. When I just started out, they were an incredible resource of information, and they kind of just make sure everything's ticking over nicely.
I see.
Basically, yeah.
So it's not unregulated. It's not free.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's not wayward.
So we found you. I think we found you at Piccadilly Circus.
Oh yeah.
And I think you're our first Piccadilly Circus busker.
Oh, interesting. So
what's that? What is it like as a? Because that Piccadilly Circus, many people will obviously realise it's almost as busy as Piccadilly Circus, isn't it? and so is that you zone in on that because you know that's a lot of footfall.
Heavy footfall, exactly. Good space as well.
Whereabouts in Piccadilly Circus, for those that know it?
The Statue of Eris.
Oh, just underneath,
underneath
exactly, that.
Yeah, just between there and the Underground.
Yeah, okay. So, we'll hear some music in a minute. We're going to take traffic and travel first. But just while we get there, you just mentioned when you started out. How long have you been doing it?
Since the summer, really. Like, I just started.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've done little bits before. I've played for a number of years. I've been a teacher and a guitar teacher, and sort of enjoyed performing open mics and that kind of thing. But busking, only since sort of April, May, June.
So do you still teach?
Yeah, still teach.
Okay,
you
do that as well.
This is one of the most amazing experiences, busking, but it doesn't quite pay the bills.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well,
so, yeah,
I've
got to do other
not
stuff
yet,
as well.
Let's
no,
say.
Not yet. No,
let's
exactly.
Say. But after this appearance on Britain's 32nd most listened to radio station out of a possible 39.
What?
Jem.
Your fortunes could,
fortunes have been made on less. Is what
my God, I had no idea.
Or fewer. you perform. What are you going to do for us? Because you're going to do two songs.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do two songs.
Yep.
The first song, I will play one of my own songs.
Yep.
It's a song called Believe. And I wrote it a couple of years ago when I was camping. And, I really like the outdoors, hence busking.
Right.
And the second one is a cover, The Kooks, because I'm from Brighton. I've come up from Brighton. And, that band. Strong Brighton contingent. So, indeed. Yeah, I really like that one.
All right. So that's Jem with us this afternoon. Live music from him coming very shortly. It's Friday afternoon. It's Tour Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
At Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs. So you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it. Wickes, let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire licence, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in West Sussex for the northbound M23, it's completely blocked due to an accident involving two cars and a lorry around Junction 10 for Crawley. Queues back towards Junction 10A as a result. To Cheshire, the M53 in both directions. Rolling roadblock in place due to a serious police incident between the two Ellesmere port turns, Junction 9 and Junction 8. And finally, in North Yorkshire, the northbound side of the A1M is completely closed due to an accident involving three vehicles between Junction 48 at Boroughbridge and 49 at Dishforth. I'm Stephen Beach.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer.
Woohoo!
Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. In case you were wondering, I am John Holmes. And we promise you live music. We're joined by Jem this afternoon. He's a busker. We found him in Piccadilly Circus. Every Friday we drag someone in off the streets to perform live for us in the studio. Jem's doing two tracks. First one's his. What's it called?
Believe.
I do. Let's hear it.
All right, this is a song I wrote outside. Real like it. Down to the ground, just to listen to the sound. I hear the soft, quiet clap. Listen to the rainfall as it goes pitter pat. But I got faith in me, faith enough for you, and my heart so strong it pulls me through, and I wear it so proud. Gotta keep pushing forward and live for the day. It's the one thing you taught me. So come on, believe what I say. Cause if you believe what I say, well, I can't believe what I say. Only if you believe what I say. Oh, come on, believe what I say. Hey, hey. So come on, believe what I say. Hey, yeah. There's a rustling in the leaves, and a soft, sweet whisper above this canopy. And then you listen to the sweet song of the blackbird. Start to wonder what it means in all our words. But I got faith in me, faith enough for you, and my heart so strong that it pulls me through, and I wear it so proud. Whoa. You gotta keep pushing forward and live for the day. It's the one thing you taught me. So come on, believe what I say. Cause if you believe what I say, well, I can't believe what I say. Only if you believe what I say. So come on, believe what I say. Hey, hey. And I got faith in me, faith enough for you. My heart's so strong, it pulls me through, and I wear it so proud. Gotta keep pushing forward and live for the day. It's the one thing you taught me. So come on, believe what I say. Cause if you believe what I say, well, I can believe what I say. Only if you believe what I say. Oh, come on, believe what I say. Hey, hey.
Yeah!
Thank you very much. Live music.
Thank you.
On the radio, on the talk radio, and that was Jem. Jem, sir, you've got a surname, Jem. I'm just...
Tyler.
Just going to guess. I mean, I'm, for now, yeah, but in the future...
I'm not Seal or Prince.
Exactly,
or,
levels of success whereby true, yeah. You achieve the Bono. You can be the next Bono. Who is Woman of the Year this year?
I want to be the next Bono.
No, I don't think anyone wants to be a Bono, particularly.
What were you saying, the Woman of the Year?
Bono, did you know that this week? Bono won Woman of the Year.
But...
Yeah.
But how?
Yes, I know.
Who voted him in?
Glamour magazine.
Because of his fantastic feminine ways?
Yeah, because he's done a lot for campaigning for women.
Right.
They say.
Okay.
Everyone thinks it's a bit weird, though, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
You know, it is odd.
Hmm.
Anyway, more
happy
about,
to move on.
More about more about you. So you've been doing this only probably since the summer in London. But you were talking about Brighton. So have you been? Yep. Have you bust in Brighton as well?
I bust in Brighton. Yeah, plenty. The summer's better in Brighton, I'll be honest.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean it's really nice in the summer being by the sea, but in the winter it gets pretty bleak down there. And London, I like London. I was looking for an excuse to be in London more.
Yeah.
And
so you gig around as well. You do like inside gigs.
Oh yeah, I do play indoors as well.
Yeah.
There's something about being outside that I do really like playing, just to sort of whoever drops by. It's nice when you get random crowds, but indoors is good too. Yeah. Sort of pubs and open mics, that kind of thing. I played a few weddings over the summer as well.
Okay.
That was quite nice.
So where would we find you? Website?
Yeah, website, gemtyler.com. That's easy, where you'd have a look. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And I've got Instagram and Facebook as well.
Oh, you're so modern, Jim.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I try.
Yeah.
Kicking and screaming, dragged into this century.
So, track number two, we met Kooks, you say?
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
What Kooks track are we going for?
Naive.
Oh, all right.
One of my absolute faves.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Okay, so Brighton Links, of course.
Exactly.
As you say. Are you from Brighton originally?
No. I lived in Cornwall for most of my life, and then I only moved to Brighton 4 years ago, thereabouts, yeah.
What's the busking scene like in Cornwall?
Depends where you are. There's been some famous people, you know, I can't remember his name. That's
not that
tragic.
Famous, then.
No. James.
Gavin James?
No.
James Corden.
Ah.
James Blunt.
No, not James Blunt. Anyway.
James Morrison.
Yes. Is it James Morrison?
I don't know. Just saying James
is. I think
it's
James Morrison. The guy who did that song with Nelly Furtado.
If you like.
We can play on broken
stones. There you go. James Morrison, yeah.
Yeah, he was a busker in Truro down in Cornwall, and then he made it pretty successful. So, yeah, there's been some...
There you go, then.
Some fame coming out of Cornwall, definitely.
Yeah, fine. All right, well, let's hear track two, then.
I'll come in with The Kooks, Naive.
I'm not saying it was your fault, 'cause I know you could have done more. Oh, but you're so naive, you're so... How could this be done? Such a smile and sweet hope. Oh, 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 and your sweet and pretty face. Such an ugly world. Someone so beautiful. Oh, oh, oh. Sugar.
Yeah, was that a snapped a snap string there?
Poor.
Yeah.
How poor is that?
Well, that's the
get
lie.
Into it. Far that, too much.
That's the lie. I'm glad you didn't swear though. That was that was well pulled back from the brink, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, well, close.
Now, what do we do now?
Well,
you know, because that's going to take too long to change.
Yeah.
Even if you've got a spare, have you got a spare?
I have got a spare. Have you? But...
We could oh, a cappella they sang in there.
I think I jinxed myself. Yeah. I sang that song, James Morrison's Play on Broken Strings.
Yeah.
I just can't. No one should play on broken strings. Everything goes out of tune. So,
okay, there are two ways of doing this. One is we get Yasmin Khan in here and talk to her while you restring, and then we'll play out with your final song. So we'll let you go.
Do that?
Of course we're happy to do that.
All right, nice. Yeah, I'll do that.
Like, ready. All right, so that's not a problem at all.
You know what? We have some haikus left if we want to do that
right now. I know we do, Cornelius. Excellent. I'm well aware of that. So while Jem restrings... we'll get Yasmin in for a chat, see what's coming up in her show after 4 o'clock. But before that, of course, we've been talking about the news a lot today. The news is the news. It will be being covered by Yasmin, who covers the news, which is, I'm led to believe, the news.
Yeah, that's correct. It's the news.
The news. The news is the news, isn't it?
But
it's quite complicated.
Well, that's the thing. It is the news, but I can't get my head around
it. You're not the only one, Cornelius. We get letters from people telling us they can't get their head around the news as well. I've got one here, for instance. It just says, Dear John, I listen to your show and I can't get my head around the news. Is there any way you can help me? Well, yes, there is, dear listener, and it's this. We take the news, we drill down into it. When you do that, of course, when you go really deep down into the news, when you frack the news, what you end up with is... Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Brexit is angry, as high courts say law must be followed, so not fair.
News in haiku. So Jem is restringing as we speak. You don't want a snapped string, that's gotta hurt. Yasmin Khan, however, has pulled us out of the broken string fire by rushing in here to tell us about what's coming on the show. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of...
John Holmes, I would do anything for you. Almost.
But you won't do that.
I won't definitely do that.
And I have asked.
Repeatedly on email.
Yeah, sorry.
Which is foolish, because it's an HR issue now.
Awkward. Hashtag orcs.
I find it difficult to look you in the eye as it is after reading your book, as we know.
Good point. Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, available now on Amazon.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I just nicked mine from the office.
Great.
So we have got two very, very different types of theatre on the show tonight. Got Bonnie Greer on.
Bonnie Greer.
Mm. Political commentator, broadcaster and playwright. Yeah. She's on the show later on talking about her new play, which is inspired by Cherry Orchard, Chekhov.
Yeah. I know that.
I thought but I was just checking. Okay. And then we've got Styles and Drew, who are two fabulous West End composers. They've composed loads of amazing musicals. They're coming in to talk about a new version of Half a Sixpence.
It's better than Half a Farthing.
So it'll be I'm hoping it'll be quite jazz hands.
Yeah.
At some point.
Are you going to do Jazz Hands?
I am going to do Jazz Hands.
Yeah. And no one can take that away from you because you're an award winner, as we discovered this time last week.
Well, thank you for the reminder.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's an award-winning show.
It is. Yes.
I mean, they may take it away after the Jazz Hands.
Yeah, they might, but only you can see that.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to be talking about, this topic keeps coming back, but it's one of the issues of our time, childhood obesity.
Yes, it's back in the news today, of course.
Yes, of course, because sadly the figures, after 2 years of kind of being okay around childhood obesity, we now have children getting bigger again. So we're going to be talking about that in the show.
Yep.
And we're kicking off with talking about the Catholic Church apologising for their role in forced adoptions over a 30-year period.
Yes, they should also apologise for their role in the Dan Brown novels.
They should apologise.
As should anybody.
For quite a lot. I'd read one. It was all right.
Was it?
Okay. No.
Thank you, Yasmin. Thank you very much. Now, Jemmy's back in the studio.
Hello. Yep.
Are you restringed?
I'm restrung.
All right.
Yeah.
We will pick up where we left off. Not immediately where we left off. I mean, you can start the song again.
Yeah,
that's fine.
We'll just jump back in.
Live music from Jem Tyler. He's our busker today. This is Kooks Naive.
It was your fault, because I know you could have done more. Oh, but you're so naive, you're so, how could this be done? Just smiling, sweet, and your sweet, damn pretty face, such an ugly world. Someone so beautiful, that every time I look inside, I know. And maybe she still out to get me. So I know that she knows that I'm not one of asking. A true or false? And maybe was she still out to get me? Come on, was she still out to get me? I may say it was your fault, cause I know you could have done more. Oh, but you're so naive, you're so. Smiling, sweet ho. Oh, every time you're on his side, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. But you are false, and maybe she's still out to get me. So I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. But you are false, and maybe she's still out to get me. Come on, she's still out to get me. Just don't let me down. I said, hold on to your kite. And just don't let me down. I said, hold on to your kite. Just don't let me down, no. Just don't let me down today.
There it is. It stayed intact.
Yeah, no more strings.
It
breaking.
Smash it.
That's
so rock and roll of you, Jem.
Come here.
Snap a string. thank you. Look, thanks for coming in. Remind us of your website, where we'll find you.
Oh, yeah, jemtyler.com.
There you
go. Or Jem Tyler Music.
Available for things.
Yeah, all sorts.
Jem, good stuff. Thank you very much. Jem, there it was, our busker. There will be more live music, of course, next Friday. I should tell you that on Monday we have, get this, speaking of music, Jem.
Oh, yeah?
Busted are coming in.
No freaking way.
Yes, freaking way.
That's amazing.
Only Busted. Only Charlie and Matt and the other one.
Yeah.
I know, James.
The other one, yeah.
Coming in. Yeah.
Wow. They've got a new album out.
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
See?
How exciting.
Yeah, isn't it? Dave Gorman as well joining us next week on the show. We'll be back on Monday with Busted. 1 till 4 o'clock. We'll leave you in the very capable jazz hands of Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. What did I say? Jasmine? Weird. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. What's your name again?
Tenuous.
Yasmin.
Fine. Right, she's with you next. Sorry, Sam.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.